Hi. The Cowan Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up. Whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows. Probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. Another domino has fallen in the NFL coaching carousel. The Buffalo Bills are promoting offensive coordinator Joe Brady to be their next head coach. Brady signing a five-year deal with Buffalo. Also today, the Pittsburgh Steelers have officially named Mike McCarthy to be their next head coach, along with the Atlanta Falcons as they introduced former Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski earlier today. Ohio State women's basketball news. Kennedy Cambridge has been named to the Naismith Defensive Player of the Year watch list. The 11th-ranked Buckeyes host Wisconsin on Thursday. College hoops in the Big Ten tonight. A top-five clash in Ann Arbor as number 3 Michigan looks to hand 5th-ranked Nebraska their first loss in the season. Number 7 Michigan State is at Rutgers, and Indiana hosts 12th-ranked Purdue. This update sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at El Vaquero. From now until March 31st, buy one quesadilla deal, get one free on the app. Terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Oh, hello, my two-hour man.
Yep.
How are you?
Oh, fantastic. How you doing, Teddy?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
So, if you were listening yesterday, and I understand it was on a normal day for a lot of people because you had the snow emergency, but we were here.
Just a weird day.
You know, we were trekking out. We came here with the intent of entertaining you, or at least being here for 3 hours of your day. Then at about 4:30 yesterday, I feel like I owe you an explanation, but I can't get into tons of details. So about 4:30 yesterday, one of the 10 TV people comes through the door, and we're in commercial break, and he says, we have to evacuate the building. There's been a threat of some kind. And I'm like, we just did this like 6 months ago, because Channel 10 had something suspicious delivered to them, and so we had to evacuate. And at the time, Bone and I did a horrible show from the bunker back there.
That's right.
It was terrible. And so I look at you.
It was before showtime, I believe. So there was time get some kind of equipment set up. More people were in the building
Rothman
that day.
Rothman and I were still on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, we got something rigged up and we did a little bit of a show and it was terrible. But we did it. And so yesterday, we're halfway done with the show. And we got the call again. You got to get the hell out of here. So I look at you. I look at Teddy. We grab our coats. And I'm like, how serious is this? And as soon as I said that, as soon as I said, how serious is this? There is a member of Columbus's finest standing by the door with an assault rifle. Okie dokie.
Time to go.
I guess we're going.
That was the sign to get the hell out.
And so, you know, we went over there. Thankfully, it was a skeleton crew for us yesterday. It was a skeleton crew for 10 TV yesterday because of the snow emergency and all that.
Right.
And so there wasn't a ton of us, but we were held up for about 2.5 hours then. And we were finally able to go at about, what was it, 7:30?
The show
was over. Yeah, Buckeye basketball was on.
It was 6:30.
It was right before right before Buckeye basketball got on the air. It was crazy. And, you know, thankfully our guy Colin knows how to start up a network broadcast these days on his laptop from his apartment. He wasn't here in the building, and you know, we can't get to our main control room right there where Teddy stands, and that's the hub. That's where everything happens. That's where all the magic is made. So if Reimer couldn't be there to start running Buckeye basketball, how the heck was that done? Luckily, we can do a lot of things from the cloud these days, like we couldn't really do 20 years ago. But we were
in the bunker back there, and we couldn't get back on the air, and we were instructed not to go on social and give any updates whatsoever.
Well, we didn't have any time to think either. Like, this was a much faster get out than the one that we had last time. So we couldn't take any equipment. We didn't have any time to get anything set up. We just had to go to another spot. We had to go to our safe spot here.
So that was not fun yesterday. I apologize to all of you. You're listening to us. All of a sudden, Jim Rome comes on. You want to kill yourself. I understand that completely.
And we appreciate all the kind words.
Listen to Jim Rome now on the Fan 2, 1460 AM.
I am like a lot of you, where I'm wondering why Jim Rome no have Jim Everett / Chris Everett on every single day.
Mm-hmm.
If you call me Chris to my face one more time, we're going to need to take a station break.
So we're back, hopefully, for the full 3 hours today. And what a jam-packed show we have. Inside the Buckeyes, coming up at 3:46. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters. She was not here for all the festivities yesterday. We'll get her caught up at 4 o'clock. Rapid fire, at 4:30. And then Timmy time.
Hey!
Game show at 5:30. What is the game this week, Timmy?
I am going to give you the coldest quiz you've ever taken. This is a quiz that is everything cold, snow, and ice, because 'tis the season. It's kind of what we're going through right now. So I tried to make it a little bit more difficult, too, because I was criticized last week that the quiz was too easy.
Well, it was in my wheelhouse.
I mean,
you made it too easy for me.
Part of that is by design, because you get antsy. If I ever make any comments about how I'm going to try to trick you, you get uneasy about a test.
It's all my fault now.
Yeah.
Crappy game. My fault.
It wasn't
assault rifles at the door.
Just because it was an easy quiz doesn't mean that it was crappy. Sometimes that can still be fun. You get the answer right.
Mm.
What's more fun than acing a test? I always thought that was the best way to do it.
No, I'm done with school. And good news, so is my daughter, apparently.
So is my son.
Yep, we just cancel school all week. You know what? Why not cancel school for the whole winter?
Why not cancel school forever?
I don't even
think... What do we even need it for?
They in the Yukon... What are they doing in Yellowknife for school?
Jackknife?
What are they doing up there? Nothing?
Just a
generation of idiots.
You think they got a school up there?
Nah, there's no schools up there.
They probably got to travel out of town.
They already canceled for tomorrow.
Out of the territory.
It's okay. You know what? The sidewalk's a little slick, and it's cold out there.
I guess we don't have the chemical salt to throw down on the ice.
Nah, the kids are eating it.
You're telling me that those tanks of yellow school buses can't make it through all this? Why don't we just cancel for the rest of the week?
You know who I think about, though? It's not even about the kids. How about the kids? They can get dumber if they want to get dumber. It's the working parents out there. Where you're out of the house all day, you don't have the ability to go remote, now you got to figure out what the hell to do.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, you have to call in, or you got to drop them off at a babysitter or something.
Don't daycares sometimes do this too when it gets in wintry conditions?
But you know what I'm excited about?
They change
about?
Their hours, or do they close up if people can't get in there to work?
The priorities are right on track because, Dublin City, which is where I live, so there's no school on Monday. I understand the no school on Monday. No school today, but good news, athletic activities still on in the afternoon and evening. Mm-hmm. So if you can get to that, you're good.
That makes no sense.
And then tomorrow, they already called off school like noon today for tomorrow, but athletic activities.
How does that make any sense?
Still on.
The rule in our house growing up, too, like this, I don't know how many parents shared with this, but I think I'm adopting this from my mom and dad, too. If you are too sick to go to school, then you can't play in your game that night. That's the rule. So there's no like faking sick or, oh, the sniffles are too rough for me to go to class today, but I sure would love to play in the basketball game later that night. No, it's either both or none. That's the way it is. I don't know how you can have no school and then still have athletics. That makes no sense.
Canceled for the rest of the week. It's going to be chilly, cold in the morning.
It's going to be cold for the rest of the winter.
Buses can't start. They got special buses up there in Duluth.
I'll start your buses.
I'm the captain now.
Do they have to keep those buses outside? They probably got a big giant garage, don't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not. Nah, probably just an outdoor parking lot.
They're outside. Yeah.
But seriously, those things run through anything.
They're fine.
They're diesel engines.
There's nothing
start
to do with
them. Start them up. Crank them up. They're the hottest things on earth. Everyone's warm on those buses.
All right, so yesterday sat down after I got home from assault rifle time. Went home. Watched the Buckeye basketball game. Seven people were there. Buckeyes played a very good first half. And then the second half was there.
Not as good.
It was fine. It was there.
Yeah, and it wasn't as good.
Look, they won a game they were supposed to win. You're supposed to be, breaking news, you're supposed to beat Penn State, who doesn't have a conference win the entire season.
No, yeah, so they're winless.
A loss to that team would have been the end of you. It would have been an absolute disaster, but you didn't. Lead got trimmed down. What was the lowest point? Four?
I think they cut it to one, Mike.
Was it one?
I think they cut it to one some point in that second half.
Anyway, it was low enough for me to have a nervous poo because it was, 18 at the half? And then it was one, and then they ended up winning the game. So there you go. They won the game in front of seven people. So that's good. Who's next?
Next up on the schedule is Wisconsin. So you are getting to the spot in this schedule, and it has been a weird Big Ten. You still have a road game at Maryland. It's on the road, though. Maryland is terrible, but I still get a little nervous anytime you have to go on the road because those teams are going to be fighting and scraping and trying to get anything that they can out of the season. So I worry about that one. But they go on the road to Wisconsin. Then they go on the road to Maryland. Then they're back home against top three Michigan, their second chance in a couple of weeks at them.
All right. I want to talk more about the game. Plus, we have some NFL coaching news today. And Mike McCarthy officially introduced as Steelers head coach. We'll talk about that coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on northbound 270 on the east outer belt at Morse Road. And there's a 15-minute holdup due to a crash that's blocking the two right lanes on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt at Sawmill Road. The left lane is open, and it is stop and go from 161. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
And so did you.
When you raised your hand and swore an oath to your country, when you put your name on a dotted line, you became part of only 1% of Americans who did the same. You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. Because no matter when, where, or how you served, you made a sacrifice for your country, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Reach out to a loved one, to a fellow veteran, to VA.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
In the
days when people live to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
It is not warming up today. Highs only in the 20s, but with gusty winds, the feels like will be 5 to 15 below zero, with scattered snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. For tonight, we will see temperatures yet again. Air temperature below zero, so feels like significantly lower than that. And then as we go into Wednesday, partly sunny, but feels like down to 5 to 15 degrees below zero. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with a 10 weather impact forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Clear? Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. A little update on our fearless leader, Fishy. Fishy had to have another surgery today. He had cancer surgery last year. Fixed up his colon.
That's right.
But
mildly serious. It was just the good news was that his doctors caught the issue with his colon early, which is the natural PSA. Go and get checked out. And if you have it in family history, don't wait till you're 50. Maybe get that thing started at brimful of ash on a 45. Start at 45 and get that thing looked at.
Look at you.
Thank you.
You know when they took the tumor out of the colon?
What happened?
Looked like your face. Looked like your face.
I'm as evil as a colon cancer.
You're his colon cancer.
No.
But you know, one of the side effects of the surgery when you're going and, you know, redoing someone's colon is that you mess with the intestines down there and something can happen. Well, he had a little bit of a hernia issue, so he had to have surgery this morning. Surgery went well. He'll be out for a couple weeks, but I know he's listening. He's our guy.
You think he's listening?
Nope.
Yeah, he's listening.
No.
He's going to text us soon.
More important stuff going on.
He's going to make sure that game show doesn't suck later on.
Buckeyes survive a mediocre second half. They beat Penn State. So give me your takeaways from everything. We saw Puff, right?
Yeah, we saw Puff. And what do you think about Puff? I mean, he played 14 minutes and he barely made an impact. He got on the glass a little bit, but
he was there.
I'm surprised, based on what I had heard, that he's even playing and getting minutes this early, but we know that they ran into some massive injury issues. And again, I'm a little bit surprised that they wouldn't want to put anybody up there in minutes off the bench, because everyone that's been coming off the bench for Ohio State all season long has not made much of an impact. I mean, you got to see Tayson Chapman. He had double digit scoring. I think that is probably the player where most Buckeye basketball fans have been saying, where the hell has this guy been? We know that he's been injured his entire time here at Ohio State, but we finally had a healthy offseason for him and a buildup to the regular season, and he's really just been riding the pine. It makes you wonder, was it just a misfire with recruiting? Did he maybe not catch up to the speed that he once had, or the rhythm he once had before his two seasons of being injured? Could be a little bit of both, but to see him knock down four buckets and score 11 points, that was nice. Puff got on the board with a field goal and again hit the glass, and Colin White didn't score. So it's about the huge.
Colin White's time.
About the huge for Colin White, but you had no Christoph Tilly out of the blue. he was injured, so he couldn't play in this one. So Njegovan had to go into the starting lineup.
Oh, you love yourself a Njegovan.
You know my thoughts on Ivan. I wish he was twice as good at this point in his development than he is right now, but that's just where he's at right now.
He's tall.
He's tall.
He stands.
You saw the 7-footer against you saw the UCLA transfer, Michigan plucked him up, Ade Mara. He moves. He's not the biggest guy ever as far as girth. He's 7'3" and lanky as hell, but Mara really can glide around the basketball court. He moves like a point guard would move. And that's sort of what you envision.
What are you saying, Timmy?
I'm saying, Ivan, it's like he has bricks in his shoes.
He had four points.
Sometimes he doesn't know. No, he actually had 8 points.
Oh, he had eight?
Yeah.
Nice. He had eight points. Yes.
Sometimes, you know, he only had 3 rebounds in 20 minutes of action. So that's a problem when you're talking about a 7-footer. But, Mike, I think you know where we're going with this team. For a 14-6 record, it doesn't necessarily feel like a 14-win basketball team in late January. I want to give them credit for winning the games that they have to win on their schedule. I think that's the one thing that this Buckeye basketball team has done, and hopefully with the time left, they continue to do that. Go out and win the games that they have to win. There's just not a whole lot of opportunity on this schedule for big-time victories. What do we got? We got Michigan, Virginia. I guess, depending on how you look at it, there's 4 games. Michigan, Virginia, Michigan State and Purdue, and two of those are on your home court.
You don't think they're actually going to win those games? You're talking about the ranked teams that they still play.
If they can't win any of those games, Mike, then we've got a problem because they haven't beaten a ranked opponent all season
yet. I think we have the problem now.
Well, I understand.
I'm watching that game, and you're right. I'm glad they wound up winning the game.
I'm not going to kill it until it's time to kill it.
Beating the teams they're supposed to beat. But as we sit right now, I'm going to ask you a tough question. It's January 27th. I'm going to ask Teddy, too. Teddy, is this a tournament team right now?
Yes.
Timmy?
Absolutely. I think the starting five, you know, when they're all healthy and together, I think that team can beat anybody in the country.
Really?
We have to go back to drug testing here at work. We really do.
Yeah, and one game, I think they can. They just don't consistently do it, but on one night,
whatever the hell you're sniffing, I want some of that.
I like what I see from some of these guys.
Yeah. I don't think they're a tournament team.
Yeah, they have no bench really, but we got Puff now, and yeah, they're going to make the tournament.
We got Puff now.
They will. Yeah, well, yeah. We need.
They're going to make the tournament. Take it to the bank.
Yeah, they'll make the tournament.
Oh, very, very confident.
I am. I think they're not going to like easily be in, but they're going to be one of the last teams in. Could be in Dayton, possibly, but they'll make the tournament.
If you had to poll me right now, I would say no, because I have been snake bitten by this how many years now? I got snake bitten
by
this last year.
You're Mr. Positivity.
I am Mr. Positivity. I want to be positive, but I want to try to test myself to be a little bit more realistic with what I'm seeing out there.
I'm positive.
Okay, but
I'm positive they suck.
I was going to say, you're just telling him that you
positive.
Need to drug test him for
yes,
putting him in
the
tournament.
Yes, I do think he's
right
on
now.
Drugs right now.
I mean, we've got Bruce Thornton, we got John Mobley. They're playing ridiculous right now.
How great has he been?
Their backcourt is phenomenal,
yes.
But where is the consistency if any of those guys are going to have an off night? And we will see,
yes.
As good as Bruce is, he can have an off night. And I can't go criticizing Bruce Thornton because he's a 20-a-game dude. Somebody else has to then pick it up. But Amari Bynum is a true freshman.
You saw Mobley last night, though. Mobley had a big first half.
Yeah, yeah.
And then didn't get on the board until, what, like 8 minutes left to go in the second half?
He still scores 20-plus points in the ball game.
But during that time is when they cut the lead down to one possession.
And nobody else was really
hitting. No one else was picking up the slack until Mobley started to hit shots again.
No, nobody else.
And then all of a sudden they pull away for the victory.
Now, maybe if Tayson Chapman is a guy that can wake up offensively, but I can't bank on that with this one game against the worst team in the Big Ten Conference at home in a sleepy snowmageddon type of game. Look, they had to win it. I give the credit to this team because they have not had the ugly loss. They had a bunch of ugly losses last year, and that's ultimately what killed them. It killed their tournament chances. I guess you could call, you can probably call Pitt on the road an ugly loss at this point, right?
Well, it's ugly. It's ugly in the sense that you should have won the game.
They're 8-12.
But it wasn't a 30-point loss, which is what we saw a couple times last year.
Right. I'd like to raise the standard, though, for when you're going on the road in the non-conference. It's time to win. It's time to win one of those non-conference road games, especially if you're not playing a top 15 team on the road. You're not going on the road to Auburn, right? Or Arkansas or one of these SEC dogs or Tennessee. You're going on the road to Pitt. And it's a team that's really, really poor.
Virginia game's neutral site, isn't it?
It's in Memphis, yeah.
Is it Memphis or Nashville?
I think it's in Memphis. And I don't know how this game really got drawn up, but it's certainly a unique one that makes for a busy week there, because they're going to play on the 5th, the 8th, the 11th, the 14th, the 17th. It'll be a busy little chunk in February when that game against Virginia.
All right, coaching news. The Bills are promoting offensive coordinator Joe Brady to be their head coach, so he apparently gets the Josh Allen stamp of approval, as he should. Look, people make a big deal out of that. Oh man, they're involving a player in the coaching search. Yeah, that's the way it goes. When you have a very influential player, you want to make sure he's as comfortable as humanly possible.
I mean, define involvement too. Just because Josh Allen gets a little bit of a say-so in it, it doesn't mean that he's making the pick for the head coach.
I didn't say he was making the pick. But if he had a bad relationship with Joe Brady, he's not getting the job.
I agree.
Right?
I agree with that. You want there to be some synergy. There's a reason that you hire a guy like that to keep things together. And you want things to be different. It didn't work with Sean McDermott, and I think everyone in that locker room liked him. I don't think that was the issue, so you definitely want to be careful and keep Josh happy and make sure that the fan base is on board with this pick, too, because I can't think of a franchise that has gone through more rough times than the Buffalo Bills as far as getting right there and then never really accomplishing the ultimate goal.
Mike McCarthy introduced today as 17th Steelers head coach in history. He was asked if he'd like to have Aaron Rodgers back, and he said, well, I don't know why you wouldn't. I do, because he's old and sucks.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's just being polite or what the deal is, but I'll tell you what, man. If they go through all of this and they start with a new head coach and you're saying to yourself, we're going to build towards a championship, not just build towards inching our way into the playoffs and then having a quick exit. And you decide next year with a new coach to come in and it's still the ayahuasca crap bag, old man river. My God. We have to watch Jen for Suicide Watch.
We would. I would like to see Aaron Rodgers end his career on the bench, you know, because Brett Favre loved bringing him along so much when he was a young guy in Green Bay sitting behind him for a few years.
Backing up Will Howard.
It'd be nice to see Aaron just stay and have to give the next guy all of his wisdom and all of his tutelage, and he's going to like it, too. That's what he has to do.
I want to talk about a sports conspiracy theory that stupid people are eating up. Coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's on westbound 670 at 3rd Street. And we've got another crash that's on eastbound 670's off-ramp to northbound 71, causing some delay there. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Save more on the brand's pros trust at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save $100 on a little giant 22-foot multi-position ladder. Now just $189. Valid through 130. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, the Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
benefits, my dad, things at work, but I haven't made time to take care of what I need.
Millions of caregivers experience symptoms of anxiety and depression. Go to mentalhealthcareworks.org to learn how to get the support you deserve. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, it's cold outside.
Oh.
You stand by your window in the
really
house,
cold.
Probably feel the cold air coming in. That means the expensive air, the heat that you're paying for, is leaking out. Don't be leaky black with your heat. That's bad news. Mess you up.
Oh, not paying to heat the outside.
Call my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Why them, you ask? Well, because when you buy four windows, you get four free. That's one of the biggest offers ever. Plus, 0% interest financing for 60 months. That's 5 years. Same as cash without a penny of interest. Plus, right now, get $1,000 off your entire project. Look, the winter time is the slower time for them. They're throwing all the deals at you right now. You'd have to be a nut job not to take advantage of it if you're in the market for some new windows. Call my friends for a free in-home estimate today. That's what I just said. 614-502-5220 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Let's talk about conspiracy theories, shall we? Now, quite sure Aaron Rodgers and all his friends believe in everything out there. Lizard people. As a matter of fact, I can't believe that Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick ever broke up, because those two were a match made in heaven, because
right?
she's a believer in the shape-shifting lizard people.
I mean, some of the stuff is just fun to believe in, right? You want to let your imagination
they
go.
They probably had some wild sack time,
you don't think
the
anything,
two of them.
You don't think anything's under that Denver International Airport? Come on. All the crap we've heard about that, there's got to be something under that blue Bronco.
You know what I just heard the other day is that there is a secret underground tunnel between Area 51 and Wright Pat in Dayton.
Ooh.
It goes, it's 2,000 miles, this underground tunnel, so they can move the aliens back and forth.
Just a straight line?
Just, I don't know if it's a straight line.
You think they got like bubble bullet train, you know, like in Polar Express, where they sort of took the bank technology.
Actually, in my mind,
checkbook and the chute type of thing.
Short Round is there with a push cart.
Short Round.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Oh, that's old tech, man.
He's pushing.
That's like Gold Nugget mine shaft stuff. We don't want that. We want like bullet tube trains.
So here's the conspiracy theory. The NFL posted a graphic on September 4th, which was the date of the regular season opener.
I seen it.
Depicting players from all 32 teams walking towards Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara.
Santa Clara?
Santa Clara?
Yeah.
Santa Clara?
Santa Clara?
Santo Domingo?
What are you doing?
Trying to be Hispanic.
What? Just say it the way a dumb American says it.
The art was meant to represent the pursuit of a Super Bowl title for each of the league's teams, however.
However,
fans quickly noticed something suspicious. Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold and Patriots quarterback Drake May are front and center in the image, right in the front of the line. So now people are saying, oh, here you go.
Case closed.
They're following the script. Why would they put those two guys front and center on the poster September 4th? Well,
because it's all fake.
I'd like to point out, too, that Cam Ward and Malik Nabers are also right next to them in the picture. But we're not talking about them.
They're not up front. They're not the two most up front.
They're pretty up front.
They suck pretty good, don't they?
Just saying,
no, Malik Nabers doesn't suck. He just got he's ouchy.
Cam Ward, he ass.
He ass.
That's right. And so there's a lot of people out there saying, ooh, I'm sure it's just a coincidence, right? Yes, it is. This is what I've been astonished with the conspiracy people, is that in their mind, there's no such thing as a coincidence. It's all nefarious. Everyone's out to get them. There's always a hidden storyline going on, and only they are smart enough to see through it. All of us peons just go along in the matrix. So, Timmy, what do you think? It's all fixed?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all of it?
All fixed.
All right.
Why are you wasting time trying to understand the thinking of a conspiracy theorist?
I understand the mind of the conspiracy theorist. I'm amazed by it. That's all. Like, we study serial killers. Got to get inside their brain.
Well, there could be something different with their brainwaves to be able to do. That's not the same. A serial killer and a conspiracy theorist, I don't think is the same neurological breakup there.
I think they're all nut jobs.
Well,
I think they're one childhood trauma away from eating eyeballs.
There are degrees of nut jobs, though. There's Kyrie Irving, who doesn't want to believe that the earth is round, and then there's someone that's going to chop people up into bits and eat them for lunch. I think there's a stretch there that you're not making.
Florio.
I was going to say real quick, there was a conspiracy last year around the Super Bowl as well. Do you remember
was
that?
It the colors?
No, it was the colors, yeah, because they were red and green, which are the Chiefs and the Eagles. So there you go.
There you go.
It's true.
Case closed.
That's right.
We're all stupid. We keep watching
case
it, though.
Closed.
You saw Brandon Cooks. He caught that ball, but... Well, that didn't even make any sense because that was the Broncos that beat them.
Who's
that?
What?
Cooks.
Florio had a very interesting article. By the way, I love Mike Florio.
Favorite.
I've totally turned on him now. I used to hate him with the white hot intensity of a thousand suns, and now I really have an affinity for the guy. He had a very interesting article today asking if conference championships should be played at neutral sites. You know, just the interest of fairness and all that. Here's my thoughts on that. By the way, I'm glad Florio and Tyvus are going to a picnic this weekend.
Yeah.
But my thought on that is no, they shouldn't. And I'll take it a step further. With the exception of the Super Bowl, because that's sort of been baked into our culture, and with the exception of the national championship game in college football, all other neutral site games, regular season or postseason, should be abolished. I'm talking jail time. For example, this game coming up, Buckeyes in Virginia in Nashville, a disgrace.
Okay, I didn't know where you were going with this, because I thought you were also a fan of seeing the games in Europe. And those are obviously neutral site games. Our morning football with a little cup of coffee.
I don't care about Europe. I like the 9:30 window.
Oh, you're out.
You want to play some morning games here in the States at 9:30? I'm all in.
I am too.
I don't care where the game's being played. Europe can kiss my ass. I don't care about them.
Okay.
I care about 9:30 and my entertainment early in the morning.
America.
I'm tired of neutral sites.
Quit giving our game to the British.
College football, neutral sites, early in the season. The SEC is famous for that crap.
Oh,
bowl games that nobody cares about.
Everybody does that. I mean, even Big Ten schools, they will get into that, the neutral site deal from time to time.
I want home field, home atmosphere. I want it all.
I'm with you. I think the only reason Ohio State got into that game was because something happened with the schedule, and then they wound up deciding to play TCU at Jerry World. I think it was supposed to be a home and away, and then it turned down to one game, so they had to broker a deal, and they wound up playing that at a neutral site game. That might be the last one that they've done, do you think, for Ohio State football?
Regular season?
The last regular season neutral site game, I want to say, would have been that TCU game.
You're probably right.
And I think Ryan Day was the interim head coach for that one. Part of his three games when Urban Meyer was suspended.
But every single year, the same morons have to have the conversation. Should the World Series be at a neutral site? No.
No.
It shouldn't.
Well, you know where I am on college basketball. I'm right there with you, buddy. This is what I see with college basketball. There's a couple of, what we call them now, MTEs, multi-team events, meals ready to eat. So there's a couple of those that I think still have some prestige. If it's going to be the Maui Invitational, if we can beef back up the Battle for Atlantis, I don't mind.
But there's too
those.
Many of them,
of course,
Timmy.
Of course there's too many of them. Let me finish. You can have one of those, and that's it. If you want to play in one of those and maybe a game at the at Madison Square Garden.
No.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it for
me. You pick it. If you go to the Maui, that's your tournament. I don't want to hear it about CBS Sports Shootout in the Garden.
Yeah. the CBS Sports Classic rotates to different cities. I think it goes by Madison Square Garden every 3 years or so. And I would also like to see Ohio State get out of that so they can just start scheduling more true home games. And why, when you're going to get a game against a West Virginia type, are you going to send that one up to Cleveland?
You sent that up to Cleveland. Sending Virginia to Nashville.
I'd like to go to Morgantown and play West Virginia and then have them come back here to the Schottenstein Center. Those are the kind of non-conference games I want to see at the home sites.
Do you have some nuggets for us?
Well, yeah, it's time for nuggets.
Inside the Buckeyes, Timmy's Nuggets is what we're changing the segment name to. Timmy's Nutsack is up next. Cowan Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute holdup due to a crash that's blocking two lanes on northbound 270 on that south outer belt between Alum Creek Drive and US 33. Only the right lane is open and crews are on scene there. And we've got a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane on northbound 270 on the east outer belt at East Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Compassion International. Compassion sponsorship means food, healthcare, education, and most of all, being known, loved, and protected. There are thousands of kids waiting over a year, and their wait. Sponsor a child with compassion today. Text the word radio to 83393. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
I always felt like if you're going to give me a breakfast pastry out of a box, the toaster strudel is significantly superior to the Pop-Tart.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Cellar.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health, even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at loveyourmindplaybook.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one. To learn more and get help on any day, visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, Mikey.
It's almost Football Friday.
Almost.
Hey, Teddy. It's almost Football Friday.
Well, we got those Pro Bowl games to get ready for, right? Yeah. Which will be the following Tuesday.
Oh, we got.
Or no, is that.
We got like the Senior Bowl. Isn't that this weekend?
I would rather watch actual senior citizens beat the crap out of each other and play a game.
Oh, come on, though.
Then watch the Senior Bowl.
It's like he said, though. The Reese's Senior Bowl, you give no love to that?
No, I don't think it's Reese's anymore.
It's not?
I think they have a new sponsor.
They lost the Reese's sponsorship?
I think so.
Oh, the uniforms were great. Still in Mobile, Alabama, right?
Oh, you can't then move go to from a different, there.
No. Yeah, how could you move from Senior Mobile, Alabama?
Sponsor is?
This is where Terry McLaurin made a name for himself.
Panini.
Oh.
Timmy like Panini.
Sports sandwiches? Collectors.
No.
The cards.
Oh, I thought it was sandwiches.
Panini cards.
Little pressed sandwich.
It's just a generic term.
Love it. No, there's a place up in the land, Panini's. It's a restaurant chain.
So Panini's like a branded thing for the sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? They got a chain?
The Panini's.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Yeah, Mikey, like a panini.
Panini.
Good, clean Buckeyes. Let's start there. How about John Mobley Jr.? Finally, we have to. Since he had an off night at Washington, that was 5 games ago, he has scored 28 points, his career high, 26 points, 22 points, and 25 points last night. They're 3-1 in that stretch. His yearly average is up over 16 points per game now, almost 3 rebounds and 3 assists per game, too. He's been over 45% from three-point land in every one of those 4 games. He's hit at least 4 threes in each of those 4 games, too. Really, the guy has been phenomenal. Good and clean. The Buckeyes, as we spoke about them to start off the show, I find them a strange 14-6 because that's a really, really good record most of the time, and I'm just not yet gaga like I want to be about this basketball team. Even 6-4 in the Big Ten, that is top 10 right now. That is in the 8th position.
You and I both want to be gaga.
I want to be gaga.
And we're not gaga. Teddy's gaga.
Teddy's not gaga.
Teddy is gaga.
He has them in the tournament.
He said they're a tournament team and they can beat anybody in the country. That's what he said.
You're right. He did say that.
How can you get more gaga than that?
Well, I'm not saying they're going to make the Sweet 16. I don't even know if they'll win a game in the tournament, but they'll make the tournament.
I guess you're trying to say because for a chunk of the game, they competed on the road at Michigan, and Michigan is one of the best teams in the country. That's where you're going for that.
They warm down because they don't have a bench.
Exactly. And that's the thing that a team like Michigan can do to you. You can play 35 minutes of tough basketball, but if you let up for just a few minutes, you can get whitewashed. What were they down by? After they were up by 6, what were they down by? 6 minutes later or so. 16. They went from up 6 to down by 16.
Happened quickly.
It was done. It was over. And then you got Yaxel Lindeborg saying things about Colin White.
Colin White,
where's that bum that rides the bench that was running his mouth? Shut the hell up, man. So, staying with Buckeye Hoops, they got it done over Penn State. They didn't know that they would be without starting center Christoph Tilly. So that's a feather in their cap that they did that without their starting center. That was after shoot-around yesterday. He had a lower body injury. Gabe Cupps, he wound up being out, too, with a foot injury. Jake Diebler from the show just today with some injury updates.
Not a lot of more information than what we had last night. But, you know, nothing that I've been told from a standpoint of, hey, these guys are going to be out this weekend. So hopeful that we can gain some ground here the next couple days and get ready to maybe have a practice before a game that those guys can participate in.
Well, we did have one of our listeners on social media almost puffing his chest out a little bit, not allowed, saying only the biggest Buckeye basketball sickos / perverts would be out at this game in those elements, in those conditions. And I say, yes, I completely agree with you. You're a college basketball fan. You went out to that game in those elements when they were issuing statements before saying how no shuttle buses were going to run. Parking is just come as you are. It's free. If you can find spots that aren't snowbanked, just park and concessions will be limited. Diebler spoke to how unique of a situation that was.
We huddled up a couple of us before the game and really broke down some of our, or at least our approach and rhythm to our lineups because we obviously had some major changes. So the plan we had in the morning had to get adjusted in a big way. But I thought our staff, you know, did a great job. We talked a lot about the players, obviously, adjusting and managing. I thought the staff did a great job, too, and it was, you know, it was great to see just how focused our group was as we found out some guys were out. They were focused. Guys stepped up, and both the staff is included in that.
I don't think Penn State was even able to get into the building to get a normal shoot-around because they couldn't get out of their hotel. They were just able to get over there for the game eventually. Your women's basketball report, They finally got last time out. Iowa tagged them 91-70 to stop what was a seven-game winning streak for the Buckeye women. They're 18-3, 7-2 in the Big Ten. Jelani Cambridge, she still had 26 points in that loss. As a team, they shot 35% to Iowa's 58%. That's not going to get it done. That kind of defense won't get it done. Next up, the Buckeyes are home against Wisconsin on the 29th at 8 o'clock. I was reading over something. You tell me if this, how much of a believer you are with this. So 11 Warriors compiled what quarterbacks, what they were rushing the football. And this is a correlation to, do we need, how much more would we need from a guy like Julian Sain when it comes to what he can do on the ground? A lot like we were talking about CJ Stroud. And does he have a willingness to run the football, and can we do it? So you go all the way back to 2014. Every single national championship winning team has had a quarterback that at the very least had rushing yards that were in positive figures. I didn't even realize that Julian Sain finished this season with negative 44 rushing yards. Negative 44 rushing yards.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he would have been at least like 50 to 100, and we understand how the statistics work, that when you get sacked, that takes away from what that is. But that has, all those quarterbacks that have done it, that ranges from a guy like Mac Jones, who barely ran the football at all, but had 14 yards when it was all said and done, to guys that have run for, you know, 259 yards.
I've been saying this for years, Stetson Bennett. You don't have to be prolific at running the football, but I do think you need to be opportunistic. And when you take that tool out of the shed, your offense becomes more predictable.
I think the guys that have won the last five, two for Stetson Bennett, who ran between like 200 and 300 yards in a season, J.J. McCarthy was at 202. Will Howard, he didn't light the world on fire. He had 226 rushing yards, you know, but it was the type of yards.
He ran when he had to run.
Absolutely.
He took what was in front of him.
I think
extended a lot of third downs that way.
I think it's an element you have to have. Absolutely have to have it.
Done.
Well, I better be.
Are you done?
It's
done.
Time to break.
Panini?
Pongy?
Panini. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 20-minute slowdown due to an accident that's blocking the left lane if you're on eastbound 70 on that east side at James Road. Things are moving slow from Livingston Avenue. We also have some slowdown due to a crash if you're on westbound US 33 from Gender Road to Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. The cold is coming, but Fresh Time has you covered. Stock up on vitamins, fresh produce, and locally made favorites to stay healthy and support your community. From bone broth to elderberry to fresh pressed juice, Fresh Time Market will help you feel good inside and out, even when it's freezing. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Columbus Blue Jackets announced that they're activating defenseman Denton Mateychuk off the injured reserve. Mateychuk has missed the last six games with an upper body injury that he suffered on January 11th. The CBJ returns to action on Wednesday when they host the Philadelphia Flyers. NFL coaching news, the Buffalo Bills plan to promote offensive coordinator Joe Brady to be their next head coach. He signed a five-year deal to take over as head coach in Buffalo. Tennessee Titans are planning to hire Brian Daboll as their offensive coordinator, joining Robert Saleh's staff. College basketball action tonight in the Big Ten. Top five clash in Ann Arbor as number 3 Michigan looks to hand 5th-ranked Nebraska their first loss on the season. Number 7 Michigan State is at Rutgers, and Indiana hosts 12th-ranked Purdue. This update is sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at El Vaquero from now until March 31st. Buy one quesadilla deal, get one free on the app. Terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
This show is
has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Tuesdays are the busiest days that we have here. Mondays are busy. That's Assault Rifle Monday. But Tuesdays, we got Rapid Fire coming up. We got Timmy Time Game Show coming up. And right now... it's See You Next Tuesday with our resident idiot from behind the scenes, Jen Winters.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, you bunch of idiots. What's up?
You missed all the fun.
Hang on, my Rage Against the Machine. I'm raging against the machine.
All the fun yesterday.
I know.
You were at home for all of it.
I was at home, and it was fun. Obviously, for you guys.
Jim Rome?
I gave the listeners in the chat Jim Rome's phone number. And told them to call and say, hey, Jim Rome, is your PP no working?
Oh, God.
What? What's
got
that?
Got to turn off the Paul McCartney. Rack him.
And then I also had, hey, call him and say my guys. And so a couple guys actually tried to get through and they said, what is your hot take? And their hot takes weren't good enough. So they didn't make it onto the Jim Rome show.
Oh, really? They couldn't get by the producer wall?
Couldn't get, no. But if they would have said Chris Everett, I'm sure.
Have bang the monkey.
Gotta have a take, don't suck.
But
right,
no,
Jen?
Yeah, have a take, don't suck. I can't believe he's still a thing. But
what was he talking about yesterday?
I really was not paying attention. I was having more fun in the chat, keeping people entertained in the chat. That was
I can't
fun.
Believe that people just stuck around
and like,
in the chat.
We got to a point where there were close to 400 people in the YouTube like realm yesterday. And we had almost a 50% retention rate. By the time it ended at 6, we were just below 200 people.
So really, they don't care about us at all at this point.
No, it was fun. And we were doing polls and I was asking questions and we were talking about it. And Fish was there. And so we were just having a blast. Tyler and I were talking about pizzas and all sorts of stuff.
Fish kept calling me.
I want to point out.
He called me like 3 times and I kept saying, Fish, nothing has happened.
When this happened a year ago,
yes.
When we had like the suspicious envelope sent to Channel 10.
I was at lunch.
Fish was out that day.
Oh, that's right.
He was out that day, so we're updating him, we're calling him, and then yesterday, we're evacuated from the building. Fish is out that day. No Fishy.
That's right.
I think Fishy could be behind all of this.
I don't think so.
He's got Munchausen by proxy.
That's a sick joke, Fish.
Sick joke.
What is going on behind the scenes, Jen?
That's it.
All right. Good answer.
No, actually, though, I kind of want to like throw some stuff out there because we are getting ready for Pizza Madness and we need people's votes. And I'm in charge of the graphic work and stuff like that. So do we want to keep the regions the same that we did last year? We had pineapple, sausage, eggplant, and pepperoni regions. Do we want to keep that or do we want to change it? Do we want it to represent more of Columbus or do we want the regions to represent different types of pizzas? Like you could have the Chicago, the Brooklyn region. You could have the Detroit. You could have the Columbus.
How would we fill all that?
That's
like
true.
We'd have to get 16
we're not
types
gonna have,
of that
yeah,
pizza.
But when the time comes for the real March Madness, you've got Ohio in the West. And you've got California in the East. So it's all janky anyway.
I think we just keep it the way that
it
is.
Keep it the way it is.
Sausage, pepperoni, pineapple.
And eggplant.
Okay. People say, why eggplant?
Because for fun.
Because it's pee-pee.
Because
the
okay?
emoji.
Because
we're
sophomoric and we wanted something that represented a pee-pee.
And it's like you're not putting peaches on pizza. So.
I mean, your mom loves the eggplant.
That's what she said last night.
Yes, my mom sent me a text the other day. With an eggplant emoji.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. I don't think she knows what it means.
Was it followed by a peach?
I've seen this before.
Sure.
It was right. This little squirting emoji
eggplant
after that.
Eggplant squirty emojis into the peach.
Mm-hmm.
Turn 5 already.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what that is.
Oh, so we'll keep it the same. Maybe we'll, and I'll make them look a little bit I don't know, more PP like or less PP like?
No, the same. The same. Regular PP like.
We have an official announcement coming within the next couple weeks.
Yes.
About when we're actually going to kick off Pizza Madness and the website and how you can get involved with it. So continue to listen. It's going to be bigger and better than ever.
And some exciting things, too.
And some very exciting things.
While we're on the subject of pizza, I wasn't able to make it out to it, but I was watching it unfold on social media, and it was nice that they invited because we do love their spot. JT's.
I was there Friday night.
You were able to go.
It was fantastic.
That's great. So tell me what that was like. They opened up a new spot in Dublin.
Up in Jerome Village.
Plain City.
Where that huge Kroger is. It's in that same shopping center.
You know what we call that?
Mm-hmm.
Up in my neck of the woods? The big ass Kroger.
It is a big ass Kroger. We were there for the opening of that big ass Kroger. I didn't think that anything else would sprout up around there. And it's like, holy crap, it was a year.
Oh, it sprouted.
And it's like, my goodness. But no, you go into this JT's, there are TVs. Literally, it's like a border on the ceiling of TVs.
Like a ribbon? Like a TV ribbon?
It's fantastic. And I was talking to Michael, who's one of the owners, and he's like, oh yeah, the whole point of this was, we want to, if you turn your head, you can always see what's going on. And it's fantastic. They've got a great bar. Obviously, the pizza. This is not a paid ad, by the way. I just thank them for letting us come in for a great meal of food on Friday night.
The championship matchup of Pizza Madness last year. They lost out to Tommy's.
Yes.
Congratulations to them. They won the first ever Pizza Madness tournament.
Yep.
But JT's was right there.
And the people who work at JT's are great. And again, not an ad, just thank you for that. And it was great. So if you're up there, go please.
I want the people at JT's to partner with me to open up my own concept.
Oh.
Because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But if I partner with people that do, I think I could have a pretty cool restaurant.
So what would your concept be? Would it be more Italian than pizza?
Well, it would be interesting because I would discriminate. So at the door, we would have someone, if he doesn't like the way you pulled into the parking space. No racial discrimination. None of that. No.
I mean, we're living in some crazy times, brother,
You'd have a Mike Vrabel type.
There's someone
about
to say,
parking and all that.
Well, you took up two spaces because you don't know how to park. Nope. You're not coming in.
Banned.
Right?
Banned.
Oh, you're wearing yellow Crocs in here? Nope. Not doing that. Don't like it. You look like a douche. Judging people about how they behave. You know, if you walk in, don't even make eye contact with people. You're just on your phone the entire time. They just punch you right in the sack. You get the hell out of there.
Out. No,
out.
This I actually, I love.
No,
this,
I like
this
that.
I actually love. Yeah, I want to go to a restaurant.
Don't
like
pretend
that.
Like, Jen, you wouldn't be the first one there because you love judging people. As a matter of fact, you could be the queen of judgment.
That's my
there'd
hobby.
Be nobody. There'd be nobody
that.
To judge. That's the whole fun of it. When you're out there, when you're enjoying and dining and doing what you do, there's going
to
be nothing to be upset about.
So I need to reserve judgment sometimes, but then I need to let it all go other times.
No, the judging comes before. They don't get inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not even there.
I love that.
If people get in and you initially think they're okay, but they get in and they let their kids run around willy-nilly and bother other people, then we just pick them up and throw them out.
Exactly.
We throw the box of pizza out with them, eating the parking lot trash.
I think there should be a slide.
A trap door?
Oh, I like trap
under
doors.
Under every table,
there's
a trap door.
Can there be a lever that you pull?
It's like Conan's Walker Texas Ranger lever.
Yes, Conan's got the Walker lever.
And then it plays Walker told me I have AIDS.
And then you just drop right into the pit of despair where Urban's down there massaging her cracky. I'll tell you what. That's a good idea.
Oh, hey, Timmy, tonight.
I got the show tonight.
I'm so
excited
that you're going.
Les Mis.
Oh, you're going tonight?
Kappa Production.
Hey, see those Kleenex over there? Take about 12 of those.
Take the Kleenex, take the tissues with me.
It will destroy you.
Have you seen it yet?
I saw it in London. I saw it here.
Can you sing me a little?
That's pretty good.
Do you hear the people singing the song of angry men? It is the music of the people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drum. Paul McCartney shows up and saves everybody. Also, not down with the Mike McCarthy, but that'll come some other time. because I'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Are you going to Paul Keel's funeral now? You all right?
I am. I did see Paul, though, upstairs. So I was like, wait, is this a Paul McCartney, Paul is dead thing?
Mm-hmm. It's cyborg
Paul.
I
did just get an email from Skip about Paul PTO. Could be a cover-up. Could be a cover-up.
He's fine. He's okay.
He's dead.
He looked great.
Dead.
AI.
We're going to talk to you about an Ohio State story of survival.
It's
like Naked and Afraid, but the Ohio State version. Coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 30-minute slowdown if you're on eastbound 270 on the North Outer Bell at Sawmill Road. We've got an accident that's blocking two right lanes there. It's going to be slow from 161. We also have some slowdown due to a crash that's blocking the left lane on westbound 670 at 4th Street. This report is sponsored by COTA. Riding COTA is easier than ever now that you can pay with just a hop on COTA. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Strike, fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. Direct Relief delivers. No politics, no red tape. Direct Relief is a lifeline to people in crisis. So check them out at directrelief.org. And if you can, donate.
What's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Hello, it's... The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Hey there, Central Ohio. I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Michael Behrens with your latest forecast. We're looking at a few flakes through this evening and into tonight, but other than that, bitter cold air returns down well into the negatives by early Wednesday morning. By Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds. A few flakes can't be rolled out. High 14, back to below zero Wednesday night. Temperatures will repeat that pattern through the rest of the week. That's your latest 10 Weather Impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Behrens on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
I talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, Timmy's going to see Les Mis tonight, the lavish Broadway musical.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is lavish.
So I thought, in the spirit of musicals, I would sing the Universal Windows Direct read.
Dear God.
Are you ready?
No.
Right now, when you buy four windows, you get four free. That's one of the biggest offers they've ever done.
That's marvelous.
And with 0% interest financing for 60 months, you can spread out your payments over 5 years. Same as cash, without a penny of interest. No?
You're like a regular Lin-Manuel Miranda.
And right now, you get $1,000 off your entire project. Because it's the slow season and they want to entice business. Yeah.
Oh, it just turned into a rock ballad. Now
Scott Stapp showed up. Show just got interesting.
Just went from Cats to School of Rock.
Call to schedule your free home estimate right now. Yeah. 614-502-5220. I'm going to give you the phone number just straight. 614-502-5220.
visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Yeah.
Making me want to hurt myself. It hurts so good. So let me bring something up. We were wondering why there were a couple of daytime NBA games yesterday, and then quickly we realized, well, it's got to be weather. Like, there's no Monday holiday that we misplaced. It wasn't President's Day or something. That's coming up in February.
It was Assault Rifle Monday. You liar.
That had nothing to do with these games.
Jim Rome Assault Rifle Monday.
So we had a game that was in Charlotte, and then we had a game that was in Atlanta that got postponed to Monday afternoon.
I don't know why.
Because of weather.
Yeah, but what kind of weather?
Inclement.
See, what we have here is nothing.
Snowstorm.
Got a little snow.
Fern.
It's fine.
The Fern Gully. Right?
But when you get the ice like they had down there, okay, ice is nasty. Ice will shoot you right in the face. All right? They had ice in Charlotte. They had ice in Atlanta. They had to make that game up on Monday because of the ice.
Yes. Yeah, ice is bad.
Go ahead.
I understand that.
Go ahead.
So, if you go back
with you, Ted,
if you go back to 2014, there is a story that it reminded me of this because of the ice storm in Atlanta. Tom Herman, former offensive coordinator for the Buckeyes, people will remember this right away. He chronicled this. I'm actually looking at a headline, or I'm looking at a byline from one Austin Ward. Remember when he used to write for ESPN.com? He was detailing this.
Austin wrote for ESPN.com?
Austin was the Buckeye reporter for ESPN.com before he went on
about that.
To do what he's doing now. And Tom Herman was stuck in Atlanta for such a long period of time. He was stranded for almost 19 hours because traffic was gridlocked so bad they had nowhere to go. The snow and the ice, it shut them down so much that people were abandoning their cars right where they sat.
To go where?
To walk to the airport.
How far was the airport?
Well, let's see. In his own words, it was a 17-hour, 15-mile journey. That's how long, I mean, by car and then the extra walk to get to the airport. There was just a little while longer for him to get to the airport, but he actually just left his rental car just sitting right there, as I probably would have done too. If I'm working for Ohio State football and everybody else is doing the same and you're literally just stopped and it doesn't look like you're ever going to start moving again, I think I would just put that on the old Buckeye football account. What's a $30,000 used rental car? What's that going to do? It's a drop in the bucket compared to what you guys are dealing with.
I don't know why Ohio State didn't send a helicopter.
Send the chopper to
a chopper to
Tom
pick
Herman.
Him up. You throw one of those little ladders down. He climbs right up.
That's right.
Do
like
you
it's
remember?
Like it's a Coast Guard rescue type
Speaking
of situation.
Speaking of stranded, it was a few years back, and I think it was Milwaukee, Teddy, where Yankees broadcaster John Sterling could not get back to the hotel or something because of flooding.
Oh, there was. I think there was some embellishment going on there. Where
I don't think there. Are you saying
people said that they had to swim?
Yeah,
there are people saying that they had
John
to
Sterling,
swim
I think,
to their hotel
had to rescue his broadcast partner Susan Waldman.
That is far. That is gone. Second deck.
Help me, John. I'm drowning, John. Oh, my God. John.
Who's doing radio for them now?
Is
the former Mariners guy. What the hell's his name?
I don't know,
Teddy?
Man. I don't know. Sterling's done?
I don't know. Yeah, Sterling's tired.
Let's just wonder what it is for the rest.
It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
I can tell you about the flooding story.
Oh, okay. Please. Go ahead.
Yes, that was actually in New York.
Oh,
and
all right.
It was around the Yankee Stadium, and John Sterling, he had to get helped out of his flooding car by the Spanish radio play-by-play guy, who is Ricky Ricardo.
That's right.
And he had to pull him out, of the car to save him.
Ricky Ricardo.
Good old Ricky Ricardo.
Had to save John Sterling.
Yes.
It's just so ridiculous.
And Holmes at the belt. And now the 3-2 swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
I've never heard somebody cry out in pain quite like that. Oh, ow! Ow, you shot
it
me.
It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
Apparently, John Sterling, he was in the car, and he was getting worried. He called Susan, and Susan called Ricky, and then Ricky went and got him.
Ricky! Can you go save John Sterling, please?
Ow, you're stabbing me. Ouch. Please stop. Oh, my. I'm bleeding.
That hit a rib.
I'm bleeding out. Ow. Oh, no. John's dead now.
You know, back in the day, we had Sterling and Waldman. What is this? This is it says TMT. What is TMT?
I don't know. Why don't you click on it? See what it.
But it was. I think it's some sort of broadcasting audition, but I don't know what.
Is it a bit?
Was it? Thursday night.
Play it.
Thursday night football.
I didn't know if it was a real. If it was a real clip from something.
Thursday morning football.
Oh yeah, no, it's a. You guys did fake Thursday night football.
But this is TMT.
Audition.
It says TMT.
Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Teenage Mutant.
How was Brazil?
Oh no, those are texts. Those are text messages
from. Richie Incognito?
Yes.
Is that those? Yeah.
Anyway, here's that. Susan Waldman on possums.
I know Oakland gets like, what, 2,000 people a day now going to the games, but now that they've announced, or they got a big announcement coming for tonight that's going to announce they're going to Vegas, why would anybody go?
Pitch, there's a strike. You know, I was thinking the same thing. I was talking with Mark Gubazon in the hallway about it. Why would you then go to a game? They're leaving. They're leaving at the end of this year.
Unless, like, you're a fan of the other team.
Well, that's true, too.
Yes. Or you want to see the possum in the broadcast booth.
The 0-1, the breaking ball is low.
You know, the Mets guys made a big deal of that possum. That possum was there when we were there last year. He has a nest like in the radio booth, Ken Korak and Vinny Catrania. Possums are very sweet. They don't hurt anybody.
Okay. I haven't had a lot of interaction with possums, but
really
I believe
nice
it.
Little animals.
Is that a possum or an opossum?
You know, Susan, I thought possums gave you rabies.
Not the possums I know, John. They're nocturnal.
What is the difference between the possum and the opossum?
I don't think there is a difference.
There's got to be something.
I don't think so. I think it's just a possum.
Well, there's got to be some reason why it's in separate terms.
We're
separate,
stupid.
Separate knobs.
I have no idea why.
Opossum with the O refers to the North American marsupial with a bear tail, while possum refers to Australian/New Guinean marsupials with furry tails. So we have opossums. So all of ours are opossums.
Got that, Ted?
Mm-hmm. Make sure you relay that to Susan.
Yes. Let her know. We're just lazy here.
Mark Gubazon in the hallway as well.
Yes. I ran into Mark Gubazon.
Ricky Ricardo.
Good guy to run into.
Fred Mertz and Ricky Ricardo were in the next booth.
Did you run into Mark Grudzelonic as well?
It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
Rapid fire. Teddy, you ready for your big segment?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got high hopes for this.
Fired up?
I'm sorry you got high hopes.
Rapid fire hopes. In 2 minutes, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on northbound 270's off-ramp to Easton Way on the East Outer Belt. And there's about a five-minute holdup due to a crash that's blocking the left lane on northbound 270 on the South Outer Belt from Alum Creek Drive to US 33. This report is sponsored by Audible. And if you're stuck in traffic, why not take care of you? Who better to help you do that than the top voices in well-being on Audible? Get your first audiobook free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com/well-being. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Trap.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Connie Britton, I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
I have the plug sheet. Mikey, would you like to get plugged?
Oh, plug me up, baby.
Here we go. Tomorrow from 6 to 9 a.m., that's our friends T-Bone and Tyvus. 7:30, it's Ask Tyvus Anything. I think what that segment is you can ask him whatever you want. Then at 8:30, they'll be talking with Jackets forward Charlie Coyle.
Charlie Coyle.
He has been a good player for the Jackets. And 9 to noon, that's Bishop and Friends. You can hear more Jackets talk. Shelly time with Jody Shelley. That's at 11:30. Then Adam Schefter at 12:30 is on Rothman and Ice. And our show, what do we got? It's a Leather Jacket Time Wednesday. We'll talk with Nicole Sheeran at 3:30, and we'll talk with Jeff Rimmer, some name dropping, at 5:30.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Look at you doing the plug sheet all by yourself.
Oh.
You've really turned into something, haven't you?
No.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
You know, it's been a while since you've potty trained the kid, but, you know, they have these little potties now where the kid takes a poo or a pee and then little sounds come out like, yay, bop, 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 bada, bop, bop, bop. Because it makes the kid excited.
Really?
For going potty.
I thought that was just some fake thing from Better Call Saul.
No, that's a real thing.
Is really, except for the Better Call Saul, and was like, oh, you're so big. You're doing such a good job.
That's how I feel about you when you do the plug sheet all by yourself.
You do?
I'm like, oh, look, Timmy did the plug sheet. Yay! Good job on the potty.
You did it.
All right, Teddy, rapid fire number one.
All right, which team are you surprised the most that made the Super Bowl this year, Seattle or New England?
All right, looky here. I didn't have either of these teams in the Super Bowl when the season started, but I'm gonna start the argument. I'm going to end it right here. Week one of the regular season, which was a long time ago, I know. How old were we, week one? But week one, the New England Patriots played a home game against the Raiders. And lost. They lost at home.
Yeah.
To the Raiders.
Yeah.
If you were to tell anybody after that game, and that's your AFC representative in the Super Bowl, you'd think you were on mushrooms.
I think the easy answer is the Patriots here. I'm with you. I mean, Seattle, I know we want to draw up the Sam Darnold storyline, but Sam Darnold also...
It's a great story.
He also had the Minnesota Vikings at 14 wins last year.
Right.
And there's some pretty good talent, great defense. Jackson Smith and Jigba is playing out of his mind. Forget about them not having DK Metcalf. JSN's better.
Cover him.
He's too good, man.
I understand that, but...
Did you see the one catch that he had? Because he's making all different kinds of catches, I know. But the one that I'm thinking of was just a simple play. I think he might have gotten 8 yards and a first down, moved the sticks, but it was just an out route.
A little one-handed grab?
Yeah. It was when the cornerback was right there, and he actually has his arm in between the receiver's arms. When is the DB not completing that play when he has his arm in between your hands and the football? And all he does is just sort of calm and coolly takes the football and moves it out of his right hand and just moves it into his left hand and tucks it away, easily gets his feet in, goes out of bounds. It's the control. It's the hands. It's the ability to do all those things in the heat of the moment. He's outstanding.
Rapid fire number two.
Okay, there are 37 Power Four programs without a national championship. I saw in USA Today they picked their top 10 schools, which they think maybe have the best chance to win their first championship. Those would be Oregon, Texas Tech, Baylor, Arkansas, Kentucky, Virginia Tech, South Carolina, SMU, Louisville, and Houston. Now, of those 10 teams, which one do you think could win a championship, or how many of those teams do you think could win a championship in, like, the next 10 years?
I mean, we're going to say Oregon.
Oregon's been close. Been
Texas
closer
Tech
to
now with their budget.
Anybody else here. But is that an every-year thing with Texas Tech, or is that just a, we're going to throw some crazy money at this for a couple years, we'll see how it works, and then, I mean, I don't know. I mean, even the billionaires have their limits.
Yeah, but I think this is going to be something that if they keep getting returns on it, I mean, why would you not continue to invest if they're going to give you results by making consistent college football playoffs?
Yeah,
I would say
that
probably has staying power. It's Texas football. It's not like Texas Tech was ever some puny program that was never trying or never competing. They have had spikes in the past. I would think Virginia Tech, with what their history is also
what
a program. Virginia Tech with Frank Beamer?
Oh, Beamer, I mean, sucks. One of the most overrated coaches in college football history.
Lots and lots of 10-win seasons, and they ran the ACC for a minute there. I would say Oregon, Texas Tech.
I'd rather have his goiter coach the team than Frank Beamer. Frank Beamer's goiter.
I don't think it's a goiter.
It's not, but it is in my head.
Yeah, go on, Teddy. That's all I got. Oregon, Texas Tech, maybe next tier. Virginia Tech starts
Buck
that
melanoma.
List.
Molly Russell's wart.
Just a big sort of big thing right
Rapid
there.
Fire number three.
What's your favorite thing to cook on an extremely cold day, or in our case, an extremely cold week?
I'll tell you what I did cook on Sunday. It's one of the favorites in our house, a little tater tot casserole.
Okay.
It's a great sort of, you know, one dish sort of thing. See, I think when it's really cold, you want to eat out of a bowl. As much as I like a steak and potato type of meal, you can't really eat that out of a bowl.
No.
This tater tot casserole, it's ground beef, it's mushrooms, it's onions, it's Velveeta cheese, all sort of mixed up there with some seasonings.
Yeah.
And then you put some frozen peas and corn on top, and you crown the entire thing with tater tots, and you slide that right in the oven. All the tater tots get crispy on top. It's almost like a hillbilly shepherd's pie. It's very delicious.
Nothing sounds bad about that. You throwing out the tater tot casserole makes me want to have my father-in-law's breakfast casserole that he does with tater tots, with ground up pork sausage, with lots of cheddar cheese and some diced onions and peppers, and that's really good too. And it's so easy, you just throw the egg and all that, the mixture, into the oven and it's done. It's delicious.
What do you use?
Orida? A little Orida?
Potato?
You could use a little store brand too. A little Crispy Crown. Go to the Meijer, get you the extra crispy rounds.
What does that save you? Two cents?
Oh, yeah. No, 2 cents. More like $2.
Get out of here.
More like $2. But I would say chili.
Oh, chili's good.
Chili is the cold weather
dish.
You
put the beans in
preeminent.
The chili?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark red kidney and black beans. I like both of those.
Yeah.
And then I also would go, pro tip is don't just do ground beef. Do some more types of meat. I would go with a breakfast sausage.
About a little chorizo.
A little chorizo would be good. Yeah. A little breakfast sausage is good in there as well. And chicken pot pie is a classic cold weather dish.
Love a chicken pot pie.
It could be a simple one, too.
Rapid fire number four.
Okay, you guys were talking about how the kids were out of school a lot this week. When you guys had a snow day.
Forever, Teddy.
When you guys had a snow day as a kid, what did you do to entertain yourself?
I probably had four snow days in my entire educational career. I kid you not. What did I do to entertain myself? I think I just...
You don't want to know.
Sat in front of the TV and watched TV.
Like all video games?
All the daytime stuff. Price is Right. And like the Munsters would be on.
Yeah, reruns. Daytime TV never really scratched the itch for me. I mean, a little bit of Price is Right.
Little Jerry Springer.
Springer. Springer hit. Those are really the two shows. Didn't do any of the soap operas ever. I would say NFL Films was the classic daytime TV, but that usually was still hanging on when you got home from school. See, for me, for a while, it was Power Rangers.
Steve Sable,
yeah. I was in the Power Rangers mode. That would always be on, like, late, 2 o'clock, almost going up to 4 o'clock.
See, I didn't, that wasn't my age group.
I caught that for a couple of years, and then I was watching it still when it was uncool, and I didn't want to tell anybody about it.
You're a big loser.
Yeah, and then...
You're in puberty, you're watching Power Rangers.
It's sort of blended. I was watching Power Rangers and NFL films at the same time. I was watching NFL films probably as a young kid, 8, 9, and then that kept on going. That was always fun to watch. John Facenda's voice.
Did you watch the
Autumn
Barney?
Wind is a Pirate.
Barney?
No Barney. Never.
We're out of music.
Never got the Barney.
This isn't very rapid.
No. Video games, obviously. Right? Yeah. I mean, I had my original PlayStation when the Sega Genesis was done. I went into the original, like, the gray flat top PlayStation with the top loader discs. Metal Gear Solid was a game of choice. Oh, I had a lot of fun playing that. Those first-person shooter games.
All right, rapid fire number 5.
All right, I was reading on one of my favorite websites, 614now.com, and they told me this week it's Columbus Restaurant Week. So give the people a restaurant recommendation where they can go and get a good meal at a reasonable price.
We've talked about this before, and they pay me nothing. As a matter of fact, I'm personally insulted that they have a steak named after Kirk Herbstreit on their menu. But you go to the Hyde Park.
I thought we had a guy that was going to try to work on
it. Well, you know what? I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, so talk is cheap. That's what I tell my daughter. Words mean nothing. Actions mean everything. You go to the Hyde Park, get yourself one of their burgers. 9-ounce burger. They call it the HP burger. American cheese, shredded lettuce, HP sauce, or classic burger. American cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, straws. Both served with your choice of fries or crispy onion straws.
It's as good as it gets.
They give you the fries in a little tiny fryer basket. Also, do the
such great
pro tip and ask for the malt vinegar aioli to dip the fries in. You get the burger, you get the fries, $16.
It's as good as it gets.
$16.
Honestly.
I know it's an expensive steakhouse. You can spend $1 million there if you wanted to. Or you go there, you spend $16 on one of the best hamburgers you're ever going to have.
I will save mine because I just realized there is a place, and there's no reason for it at all, that I have not been to in years, and it's one of my favorites.
It's one of your favorites.
It's a shame
on
me.
And you never go.
No, right. It's got nothing to do with its performance. It stood the test of time. They're still banging, and I think they always will bang.
Is it the seafood buffet at Dockside Dolls?
I used to love me some Chesapeake Bay Seafood House when I was growing up. If only we had one of those in Columbus.
You ever go to the, I think it's closed now, but the gentleman's establishment called Dockside Dolls.
I don't do that.
It was
anymore.
On 161.
This isn't college.
Because when I think of hot women,
that's what you think.
I think of women at the docks that have barnacles growing off of them.
Tommy used to work
on the docks.
He used to pick up.
Then the
chicks
union
like
went
that.
On, union went on strike.
Went on strike,
down
and then
on
we all
luck.
Just then we all just went to the strip joint, tough. And we needed a cheap strip joint.
Gina worked the diner all day. Probably had some good blue plate specials there.
She did. Don't tease it. I already teased it.
All right.
This place, I got to tell you
Timmy,
about. We got to go there.
Timmy's going to tell you about a little restaurant recommendation where you can fill up for cheap. Coming up next, Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to a crash that's in the left lane on westbound 70 downtown at the 71 West split. Expected to move slow from Livingston Avenue. And we've got another delay due to a crash that's in the right lane on southbound 270 on that west outer belt from 161 to Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
All your favorite and least favorite fan shows are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in 971 The Fan to the search bar and hit that subscribe button. It's free.
We're the land of the free and the home of the sunburnt, freckled fat guy.
Do it now.
Hey, what's up? It's Steve.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
What does it mean to give 100%? It means giving everything you've got every single day. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. So no matter what you give, we give 100% for life-saving research victories, 100% to making new discoveries that lead to innovative treatments, 100% to groundbreaking cancer research that could one day save someone you love. We know cancer research is working. Over the last 30 years, an estimated 4.5 million lives have been saved thanks to game-changing research breakthroughs. But there is more work to do. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. We will always give 100% to accelerate victory over cancer.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Donate today at V.org.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. All right, so you're going to give us a recommendate. What do you drink?
It's my last wild cherry Pepsi. The end of the run right here. No, can't buy it back, too, because I'm trying to be better about soda. It was just a 12-pack. So we'll just sort of let it go for a little bit after
I got to enter a rehab program for the pop.
For staying away from pop?
I'm telling you, man. People call it the you know, fridge cigarette.
Ooh, it is. I mean, you've seen John Daly, right?
I've had 7 of them today.
No.
I'm a chain smoker.
Then you are John Daly.
I
lay
can't
off the Pepsi
stop.
Fuller.
I don't like Pepsi. I'm a Coke guy.
Well, I'm a Coke guy too, but there's something about wild cherry Pepsi. It might have the upper hand on cherry Coke.
Now you're speaking rubbish now.
I'm not speaking
you're
rubbish.
You're speaking rubbish.
First of all, you know what?
What makes the cherry wild? Did they test market it's cultivated cherry Pepsi?
It went down to South America and it came back.
Why?
It went to Rio.
Went to Rum Springer.
Went to Rio
and it went crazy.
It got really
wild.
A whole
line of Coke.
I'll tell you what, Evil Bald Colin, he liked seeing me with these so much, he went out and bought his own. He got under the Wild Cherry Pepsi kick. Although he said he went with zero. Wild Cherry Pepsi zero.
Well, Evil Bald Colin's got to watch his calorie intake.
Yeah, I mean, it's way healthier, obviously, to just get addicted on the zeros and the diet sodas.
You're going
to
be that guy, aren't you?
I'm going to be that guy.
Stump for the all-natural ingredients in your full-calorie wild Pepsi.
I don't want all it's a soda. What's all-natural about a soda?
Nothing. What I'm saying is we're all drinking chemicals. At least my chemicals don't have any calories in them.
What's the difference? What's the difference at that point whether you get 100 calories in you? You think it's going to matter for you?
Did you hear me? That I had 7 of them?
You did not have 7.
I didn't.
And if you did,
I did.
We got to have a talk.
Now,
Bob,
think about that. Think about if that was all full calorie stuff. You'd have to wheel me out of here and bring me to Dr. Now's office in Houston.
It's not any less of a problem that you're having that much diet soda. And you're going to say, oh, at least don't have any sugar in it. Beep, beep, pop, pop, boop, gung, 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 gung. No, it's not going to help.
Teddy, you think I got a little bit of a problem with the...
If you're drinking 7 of them, yeah, but, I mean, who drinks soda? That's what I always say.
I do.
Soda.
Nobody drinks soda. Bubbles.
I drink soda as well, but I don't drink 7 a day.
I try to limit myself. Like, I'm never more than 1 a day, and I try not to go, like, I know I've had multiple days in a row since I bought the 12-pack, but when that's done, I'm not going to go and buy more. I don't try to keep it in the house all the time. I don't know about you guys, but when I do, I might buy like the 6-pack of bottles. So it's sort of like a little treat. And then when that's done, not racing right back to the store to get another 30 pack or going to the Sam's Club like that. It's usually if I go to the McDonald's or if I have a meal out, I might get the soda at that point in time. So I can stay away from it when I'm in the house. Try to like keep myself from doing.
But I'm here more than I'm in the house. Like I don't keep it in the house either. I've got like a San Pellegrino and I keep a Fresca in the house.
And a Fresca is very refreshing.
It is very refreshing, but I'm here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I'm doing my pop damage.
Well, and I got you the Diet Coke as just a gift. I'm not going to just replenish the 30 pack from Sam's Club.
I just want to make a point.
It's
like you're yelling at me. This is not good for you. Oh, here, happy birthday. Here's a 36 pack of DC.
It's a treat. It's a birthday treat. We don't have to. I'm not trying to say that you have to drink them all
in
one day.
You know, you give a chain smoker a birthday gift of a carton of Camels?
Ah,
no. But for me, it's all here you go. Here's some pop for you. By the way, it's bad for you.
I thought you could resist. I thought you could just taper it.
Have you
enjoy
met
it.
Me? I don't have willpower.
I guess I should have known.
Doing the show with my mom. My mom will feed me constantly and then make cracks about my weight. As she's feeding me constantly.
The only ones who are better at doing that are not moms, but their grandmothers. Something with grandmothers where they think that you're an bottomless pit. I don't understand it.
No, but my grandmother would never make cracks about the weight. She would just, like,
I would get to be
500 pounds.
Yes.
And she'd be like, oh, you're too skinny.
Yes.
But my mom will feed me and then say something like,
getting a little chubby there.
That's just sort of a special thing that a mom can do and say things like that to you after they feed you to death. But grandmothers, they just want to. They won't let you stop. You'd die if you ate everything that they continue to put in front of the table.
Until it's not and you die.
All right, so the restaurant that I wanted to speak about for just a minute. And I love this place. And every time I've gone, I've had a tremendous experience because they specialize. They specialize in what they do. And if you're looking for one of the better burgers in town, look no further than the Thurman Cafe. 183 Thurman Avenue. Right there in, what is that, German Village?
It's called German Village there, Timmy.
German Village, of course, right there on Thurman Avenue, not very far away from the Schmidt House that's just down the road. They are so good, and for the money, too, you're paying a little bit more for a burger. But again, I mean, you ripped off the prices for Hyde Park, and I'm not going to say anything bad about Hyde Park because that's one of the best burger experiences you can get for that money. Thurman Cafe, you're probably paying about the same, but the atmosphere in there is much more dialed back. It's not anything like a Hyde Park type of setting, but the lighting is dim. They're not starting your burger until you order it, so it is all completely fresh. And there's something about, I guess I wait several years before I go back, so it has that special type of feeling.
And you know
for
what?
Me.
I bet they appreciate it because they could pay their rent with you coming every 5 years or so.
They don't need me to be.
They really appreciate
it. They're so good, they don't need me there every day. And it's a smallish kind of place, and usually you will be waiting to get your
spot. And it's right by the Smut House over there.
The Smut House? They got a Smut House down there?
Didn't that's what you said? It's a Smut House?
Oh, there is. Oh, the one I used to go to.
The Schmidt House.
Oh, the Schmitty House. The Smut House is behind that.
By the way, I want to just point out, I've worked hard to rid my Instagram feed of jiggling sluts, all right?
Oh, come on.
I mean, I'm just saying, I've worked really hard, and then this idiot right here keeps sending me these reels.
What do you want me to do?
And I'm a good friend, so I watch them.
Right.
Because I'm like, oh, is there some sort of Shakespearean epic at the end of this? Nope. It's just jiggling silicone and aces.
What do you want me to do?
You cannot send it to me.
I need somebody to
share the smut
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I need somebody to send an emoji.
You have
back
a teenage
to.
Son. Can't you send the smut to him?
It's weird, man. I can't send the smut to the 14-year-old.
How about Teddy? Teddy loves a good smut.
I know. I don't need him. Just keep sending him to Mike. Yeah, don't get me in trouble.
Trouble? This is the way of the world now. I mean, this is like
Mrs. Ted don't
this
like
is
the
like,
smut.
This is like wearing a dress.
Back in the day when they were still banging here, I wasn't allowed to go to Hooters with Teddy. Mrs. Ted did not like Hooters.
But you were allowed to go to Hooters. Teddy wasn't allowed to go to Hooters.
Well, I wanted to take Teddy to Hooters, but he wouldn't let me go because Mrs. Ted would get angry with him.
We ain't got no more Hooters, do we?
No, we don't got no more Hooters.
But they're hanging on, aren't they?
By
out there
thread,
nationally?
I like the food there. And it's not because of the breastises, because every single time I would go, I'd get like the one who was 7 months pregnant.
If done right, though, that could be, you know, it could be nice.
Smut.
there's a whole genre.
Smut.
For preggers, Mike.
One, I'm aware of it. One Big Ten team is dealing with some serious.
You get the big stomach.
Some serious money. No, I didn't say Siri. Turn my phone
off.
Oh,
Siri's getting that.
Serious money issues. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a crash that's blocking two right lanes and causing about a 15-minute holdup on eastbound 270 out on that north outer bell at Sawmill Road. It's a little slow from 161. And we've got a crash on the right shoulder of northbound 71 on the north side at North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer, NFL Coaching News. The Buffalo Bills plan to promote offensive coordinator Joe Brady to be their next head coach, signing him to a five-year deal. The Titans are planning to hire Brian Daboll as their offensive coordinator, joining Robert Saleh's staff. And the Steelers officially named Mike McCarthy as their next head coach. McCarthy said he would definitely like Aaron Rodgers to return to Pittsburgh next season. Excuse me there. The NHL, the Columbus Blue Jackets are activating defenseman Denton Mateychuk off the injured reserve. Mateychuk has missed the last six games with an upper body injury that he suffered on January 11th. College basketball action tonight in the Big Ten. A top five clash in Ann Arbor. Number 5, Nebraska looks to remain unbeaten, visiting number 3, Michigan. Number 7, Michigan State is at Rutgers. And 12th-ranked Purdue is at Assembly Hall, taking on Indiana. This update sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Improving health, eating better, losing weight. Have you started your New Year's goal? Visit Awaken180WeightLoss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
You know what we're known for here? Fart noises. And prizes! I have a prize to give away.
Oh, what do we have?
I gotta tell you,
week?
This is right in our demo. Right in our demo, buddy. Two tickets to see Lionel Richie.
Hello.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Hello. Do you remember? Is it me you're looking for?
At The Shot, Saturday, June 27th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com. And let me tell you something. Those tickets are going to fly, baby. All night long.
All night long.
That's going to be a good show. Yeah. I think that's going to be a fun show. Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm just going to picture Jets coach Aaron Glenn dancing down the sideline.
Give me a number.
To September. 4.
Call a number 4 right now. 614-821-9710. Gets the two tickets to see Lionel Richie in Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mikey, there is a Big Ten program, a Big Ten athletics department that It's not going to shock a lot of people that this one's in trouble, but would you believe that Rutgers is in some financial duress right now?
Well, they've been in the conference for how long? And they're,
oh, like
they're
a million years.
They're not even a full share member of the conference yet.
So here's the latest scuttle. Their deficit, their athletics deficit has hit a new record of $78 million. $78 million. Kelly Zinn is the new Rutgers athletics director. Took over on July 30th. So
Howard Zinn's daughter?
Mm-hmm. Not a lot that...
Is Kelly a man or a woman?
I don't know. I'm not even entirely sure. It's a K-E-L-I.
K-E-L-I?
Could be a man.
That sounds
Kelly.
Like a woman's Kelly,
could
doesn't it?
Could be a man Kelly? I know you're thinking that K-E-L-L-E-Y... would be the man, Kelly.
Right, hold on. What are we spelling it?
K-E-L-I. Zinn. Z-I-N-N.
Kelly Zinn is...
I don't know him or her as far as I can throw her. Can you not tell by looking at the photo?
No!
What are you talking about? Hold on.
It's a woman.
Kelly, jeez.
It's a woman.
Kelly Zinn.
There's a woman photographed with other men here.
Oh, yeah. She's a wonderful looking woman.
She's a lady.
Yes. Oh, looky there. Kelly's in. So Kelly, there's not a lot she could do in just a half a year at the helm of Rutgers. But yeah, she said, regardless of how we slice this thing, it's got to get better. Do you think? Says Rutgers' latest financial report showing its deficit topped $70 million for the third time in 5 years in 24-25. After the state university spent a record $193.8 million. So that's a lot. They have a $146.6 million bucket in total operating revenues. That's thanks to a record $61.3 million that they got from the Big Ten for its media rights and $10.7 million from the conference as a share of the league's football bowl revenue fund. So... what are you supposed to do? If you're a Big Ten program and you are losing this much money, how do you continue to even operate? Like, what does this say about the future of college athletics if you've got someone that was able to get in to the conference that is best positioned to go into the future and pay players, have the budget that they have, get the TV revenue that is bigger and better than anybody else, save for the SEC, and these guys are just flailing. Since they started, since they joined the Big Ten in 14-15, their deficit is now over a half billion dollars. They're just losing money just by living. So what's the point?
I don't know what the point is.
Why have football? Why have men's basketball? You're just all going to go bankrupt eventually if you keep going this way.
They don't have any...
what would the fix be?
Big-time alumni that can write a check.
What does that do? What does that do?
Keeps you afloat is what it
keeps
does.
Keeps you afloat. What is this, live golf?
Until you
I'm
become...
I'm just going to pay a bunch of money because I can?
No,
it's not
aren't they
going to
be
money.
Full-time members this year? So they start getting that big check. And look, maybe the solution is, too, you got to look at what you're spending this money on. You can't spend with the Joneses until you're a full-time member. They're building new facilities. They're paying for coaches. Cut back a little bit.
Yeah, but even...
clip some coupons.
They're losing so much that even when they become a full-fledged member, it's not going to pull them out of the hole.
Well, you know
they're
what?
Not getting another $78 million.
Timmy, if they can't handle it in the big leagues, we'll drop them down to the MAC and we'll bring somebody else in here. I don't feel sorry for them.
No, I didn't say I felt sorry
for them.
You
signed your death warrant. This is the cost of doing business here in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I just... It makes me really wonder, like, what are we doing? Because I think you and I would even argue that the schools that make the runs in the postseason... they are the ones that deserve to get that money.
Absolutely.
They're the ones that invested.
We shouldn't be sharing it with the likes of Rutgers.
Why should I be trying to keep some loser afloat that can't even find its way to break even? What is it? What is my obligation? If I'm Ohio State, what would I feel my obligation is to Rutgers?
Nothing.
They're kind of a laughingstock as far as what their athletic prowess is in the big sports that matter. I know... Pikel has kind of made them more of a contender in basketball.
Oh, Pikel.
Come on, though.
Pikel.
Come on. Like, you can't bring these numbers up.
I only have one thing to say to you.
Eh?
Teddy, I know you don't go places. I'm right there with you. I hate going out with the people. Sweaty, unwashed masses. But I think you and I, at the Shot in June, have to go to the Earth, Wind, and Fire show.
Absolutely.
Come on.
I love this song. One of my favorite songs. But Lionel Richie, come on.
He's a
musical genius.
First concert I ever went to was 1989. I saw Skid Row and Bon Jovi. Oh,
Skid Row.
All right.
I love that.
And I also, at that age, saw my first pair of tots that didn't belong to my mom.
Oh, so it was like your Limp Bizkit concert.
Yeah. So I think if we go to the Earth, Wind, and Fire concert in June, I may see my last pair of tots.
Right. They might be
ever.
They might be 65 years old.
65? I hope they're 65. They could be 95 years old.
Well, do they not?
Dragging on the floor.
Should they not be allowed to have them hang in the concert of their choice?
They can take them off if they want.
Maybe Nicole will be there.
Nicole Sheeran?
Nope.
Nicole Traffic?
No.
What are you? Who's
Nicole Richie?
Oh, Nicole Richie.
Jesus.
I didn't know where we were going.
Yeah.
I've already seen Nicole Sheeran's tots.
Who's Nicole Richie married to? Is she married to one of the Good Charlotte fellers? Steve Madden, John Madden? Is
Benji?
Nicole Richie, and one of them's married to Cameron Diaz.
I know Cameron Diaz is married to one of them.
Machu Picchu.
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz.
I contend.
It's fantastic.
Joel Madden.
Steve, and John.
The movie is just awful. I mean, you go back and watch it as an adult, it's just so bad. The Mask with Jim Carrey. But I don't think there's ever been a person on screen hotter than Cameron Diaz.
It's her first ever.
In that movie.
It's her first ever role.
My God.
Dear God. For me, it's one of the Charlie's Angels. Did you ever see the Charlie's Angels?
I seen it.
You seen them?
Yeah, I seen it.
One of them's got Crispin Glover. I think it was the second one, the reboot. Boy, even when he's acting, he's strange.
He's a strange dude. You're a weird guy, Ace.
I think Crispin would try to take hair from the gals, and then he would sniff it like this, and then he would like tilt his head back, and it would intoxicate him. But in the first movie, Cameron Diaz, she's dancing on the bed, like in the beginning of the movie, she's dancing to some song. It might have been Earth, Wind, and Fire. I don't know. And she's just wearing like the cartoon style underwear. Dear God, that did something for me back in a certain time of my life.
I just popped in the YouTube chat. Mr. Tie Guy says, disagree. Alicia Cuckchair in The Girl Next Door.
She's great.
Cuthbert.
From the first season of 24.
She's in many seasons of 24. She's Jack Bauer's daughter.
Yeah.
Second season of 24, she's being hunted by a puma.
I thought it was a cougar.
Whatever.
Vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
She's being hunted by a wild animal in one of the seasons.
I think she's married to a hockey guy, isn't she?
Let's see.
I think that's right.
She's a Canadian actress. She is.
Who's she married to?
Let's see. Alicia Cuthbert, husband. She's married to Dion Phaneuf.
Phaneuf, right?
Kings, right?
Yeah.
And then Candace Cameron is married to Valerie Bure.
That's Pavel's
brother.
Yeah. The Russian rocket, Pavel.
Mm? Pavel is married to.
Anyone of note? Alina Casanova?
Ooh, Alina Casanova.
I don't know Alina Casanova.
But I bet she's hot.
She has 1,000 followers on Instagram.
She's
nothing.
Talking about. She's good enough for Pavel.
Yeah, but I mean, she's not even famous. She's not even married like I am.
I'm going to talk to you about a tiny little disappointment. And no, I'm not talking about what's in my pantalone, Ted. Something different. That's next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
If you need to use eastbound 70 on the east side at James Road, expect about a 5-minute delay there due to an accident that's blocking the left lane. And you're going to hit a 25-minute delay due to a crash that's blocking two right lanes on eastbound 270 out on that north outer belt at Sawmill Road. It is stop and go from 161. This report is sponsored by Audible. And if you're stuck in traffic, why not take care of you? Who better to help you do that than the top voices in well-being on Audible? Get your first audiobook free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com/well-being. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back in the day, if you wanted to listen to the fan, you turned on the radio, and that was the end of the story.
But now, oh baby, stream us live on the Fan app.
TuneIn app, iHeart app, we're everywhere.
The Fan, Ohio's streaming destination.
Hello,
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Hey there, Central Ohio. I'm 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist Michael Behrens. Down well into the negatives tonight, as low as negative 7 out there, as we see a few flakes through the evening. A few flakes can't be rolled out Wednesday, high 14, mix of sun and clouds. More sun by Thursday, but we're back into the negatives again by Thursday morning. That pattern repeats again as we head toward Friday. That's your latest 10 Weather Impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Behrens on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
I talked to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, it's cold outside. They've already canceled school for the rest of the month. But I want you to go to your window right now. I'll wait. Walk. Walkie, walkie, walkie. Put your hand over there. You feel that cold air coming in?
That's no good.
No, mess you up. That means your hot air that you're paying for is escaping. You're paying to heat the outside, you stupid idiot. Don't do that anymore. Go call my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Why them, you say? Well, what other window company gives you four windows when you buy four?
None.
You buy four, they give you four free. Plus, 0% interest for 60 months.
God.
5 years, same of cash, without a penny of interest. And $1,000 off your entire project right now. Pretty soon, they're going to start paying you to put windows in your house.
I wish I were an endorser.
Mm.
Well, you're
not.
Must be nice.
But you're not.
Must be nice.
And I am.
Must be nice to talk about such great windows.
614. Don't talk over the phone number. 614-502-5220. Or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I'm sorry. But not, you know what I'm not sorry about?
What?
Dear God, that Pongy. Did you guys in the chat, because apparently, Teddy, you flipped that on, right? You had that on.
I did for that. Yeah, Downtown Dad asked
for
it.
What a treat. What a treat that was. You just got to see a mid-show game seven. I was down just like the Cavaliers, 3-1.
I know, you came back.
Came roaring back like the 20s. And then look what I just did. That was some back and forth that we have not really put together in quite a long time. We screamed out loud right in the middle of the game.
Bring in the...
We just screamed. We just yelled.
You're bringing the heat, baby.
Was that good?
Man. By the way, hop in the YouTube chat. Go to YouTube. Just search 971 The Fan. Click on the live stream.
There was a... Before you go on, yeah. I saw that... I don't know if this was on Twitter or X or if it was in the Discord... Place that I don't know how to ever get to.
And it's not supposed to be there. It's not for us.
It's there was a poll done on who is the better Ponger, and you had quite the victory in the court of public opinion. 62% to 38%.
They know what they're talking about.
Say that you are better than me.
And I'm older and fatter.
Which should not make you a better Ponger.
But it does.
I've got the mobility.
But
you've got the scooter mobility. What do you got there? The 4-volt?
Who's this idiot
that
in
did
here?
Your favor?
Huckleberry Grin, who thinks that you let me win. You're an idiot.
He thinks
Get the hell out of my chat.
He thinks that...
Look.
You gave me the game?
No. He thinks you are playing down to let me be competitive in these matches.
Oh.
This guy doesn't realize our competitive rivalry after 12 years.
You're not Coach Day. I'm trying to, you know.
You didn't even let Coach Day win. You beat him.
I gave Coach Day a few points because I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be a gentleman.
Let me tell you something.
Because it was his first game on a new table.
Timmy, when we first started playing Pong, you were an embarrassment.
I sucked.
I had to teach you everything you knew. Iron sharpens iron.
It is just such a fun game.
And now we're at an evil level of playing field, and it's fun.
I don't know how to explain it. It's almost getting to golf levels for me. The kind of joy that I get from playing a good game of
Pong.
Better.
It's better than golf. It's better. When we get that rhythm going back and forth and it's whack for whack.
We're just
whacking each other off.
Oh, yeah. Whack for whack.
Woo! Teddy.
Rip for rip.
You love watching it when we're just whacking each other on that table, right?
Yeah, when you guys are whacking.
Yeah.
Whack for whack.
Whack for whack.
It's highly entertaining.
Yeah. And when I get that backhand. See, sometimes it's the backhand, and other times...
The backer whacker.
The backer whacker, and then sometimes when that forehand, it comes over the top on you, when I'm coming over the top on you,
Over the top with the backer whacker?
Wow.
Woo!
It just hurts so good.
Sometimes you gotta reach.
Reach around?
Yeah.
Reach around the back whacker?
Jack Reacher?
Baby, make it hurt so good.
Hey, good
sometimes
for
love don't feel...
What? Good for him. Good for him, the Hoosiers.
John
Cougar. He was loving it. I saw him post a picture. It looked like he was wearing a size 6XL Indiana Letterman's jacket.
Mm-hmm.
He was out there and probably on his property out in the driveway. He was like, hey, snap a picture of me. But that did feel pretty good.
Who do you think took the picture? Meg Ryan? Are they back together?
Is he with Meg?
He was.
Not now.
No. But I don't know. I think they got back together. They broke up. But I think they got back.
Meg's.
Oh, Meg looks like the Joker.
She's got a.
I don't know who's playing the Joker in the next Batman movie, but I nominate Meg Ryan.
Bring Jack back for a Joker role.
Jack back?
Jack back.
Who's Jack back?
Jack Bauer.
Jack Nicholas?
Jack Nicholas. Bring him back to do a Joker.
How are you? Yeah, I'm going to beat the hell out of all the live people.
Who's older?
I'll tell you. Jack or Jack?
Yeah, which Jack is older?
Meehoff?
No, seriously.
Okay. Sorry. Teddy, which one's older? Jack or Jack?
Nicholson's 88. I think he might be older.
Because
Jack just had his birthday.
Jack Nicholson's
86.
Jack and Dick.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. What do we tease?
What are we doing?
What
happened?
About
Dad?
The really small disappointment in my pantalone. Diego Pavia Vanderbilt quarterback was listed at 6 feet on the Vanderbilt website, but he's at the Senior Bowl this weekend.
The Panini Senior Bowl?
Not 6 feet. He is 5'9" and 7/8". Yikes. He says all the rulers can go F themselves.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those rulers. They've had it in for me with their numbers.
Those measurements.
We've heard some fibbing before, but
that's a lot of fibbing.
6 feet to 5'9"?
I mean, there's always some media guide heightening that goes on, and not just in football and basketball, too. Like, you don't want to be, you can't be 5'9". When was the last guy that we had listed at 5'9"? What was Flutes? How big was Flutes?
Flutes is like 5'7", isn't he? Doug Flutie?
See what Doug Flutie's
like. And she like it, too.
Wikipedia height is.
He's with Frank Thomas now in the commercials.
Flutes is 5'10".
5'10"?
Yeah, he's a giant.
He's taller
than
Diego Pavia?
His wiki height, also his pro football reference height, 5'10", 180 pounds.
I call BS on that 5'10", man.
Which look?
Was he in Prince's shoes when he was measured?
How tall was Russell Wilson?
Taller than that?
They probably gave him a 6 foot, didn't they?
5'11"?
I said, how tall was Russell Wilson? Even though he's still an active quarterback, but I mean, come on. He's 5'11".
5'11",
yeah,
what I said.
Yeah, that's what you said.
About Kyler Murray.
Probably 5'10"?
5'10", right.
How good is he?
Sucks.
Bad.
Sucks. Yeah. How many coaches has he gotten fired there?
Who cares?
Like three, maybe.
What is that? Who cares?
I'm just saying, he sucks.
If you're good, yeah, but you made it out like it's the coaches.
No, it's not the continuity. I said,
if he were better,
he's gotten them fired.
Yeah, if he were better, there wouldn't have been all that turnover.
Kyler,
nobody can win with him.
Excuses for him. He sucks.
There's something wrong with him.
Kyler Murray?
Yeah, it's probably more the attitude than his skill set, because he's a dynamic playmaker.
Does he have a toot?
I think he's got a little bit of a toot, but maybe tries to...
Don't they all have toots,
ignore
though?
It? No, I don't think so. I think to truly be great, you think Drake May goes around with an attitude problem?
Yeah.
You stop. Yeah. You see, he's had the same girl since like fifth grade.
What does that they have to do with it?
It's just a cute little story. I've been seeing that play out today. You haven't seen that?
No.
Him and the gal. They've got like the middle school like dance photo.
Yeah, all right.
And then them getting
Rick
married.
Sharon Moore's happily married too with three little kids.
Oh, stop.
Drake May's sliding into DMs.
Yeah. You don't know someone unless you know someone.
That's
you're
right.
You're
That's
right.
Exactly right.
You're right. And I don't know Drake
May. So I'm going to say Drake May is a heathen.
Just a straight up heathen.
And he's a drug addict.
Just a miscreant.
Yeah.
Just knows all the back alleys in Boston.
Nazi.
He'll be getting with Sydney Sweeney in no time.
Yeah.
What a couple
sliding
that'll
in
make.
Her DMs. He seems like a fine young man. I don't know. Fine young cannibal. She drives me crazy. Whatever happened to that guy? Like no one else.
I don't know.
She drives me crazy.
I love hearing you do it, though.
Well, he's got quite the speech impediment. Didn't stop him, though, from going to the top of the charts.
That's stop a lot of people.
Have myself. Timmy time is in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on eastbound 70 on the east side at James Road. Police are on scene there, causing some extra holdup. And there's a 5-minute backup due to an accident on the right shoulder on northbound 71 on the north side at North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Our home appraisal after we put away our African art and family photos.
Has this happened to you because of race or national origin? Contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. A message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Common Man and
Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Hey, kids. If you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet, huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
He drives me crazy.
You know what time it is, buddy.
It's Timmy time. Timmy, Timmy, it's a little lamb with a lot to learn.
All right, Mikey.
No, I'm not done. What, are you going to wait the whole, like, 45 seconds every time you play this damn thing?
Timmy leaves the farm and goes out into the world.
It's a cute song.
I don't know what to do with the song.
Drake May and his fifth grade girlfriend are listening to it right now.
They like it, the Timmy Time?
I mean, they were in fifth grade when they met. He doesn't have a fifth grade girlfriend currently.
No, he's not Bill Belichick.
Right. Right.
Come on. Other Patriot legends do that.
All right, come on. What do
all
you
right,
got?
So I thought you'd have some fun with this one. It's kind of in the theme of what we're all going through. It's very, very cold right now. We've had Snowmageddon. So I call this the coldest quiz you'll ever take. It's going to be anything from snow and ice to frigid temperatures to cold places. You ready to go?
Maddie Ice.
Maddie and Ice. Maddie and Ice. Both of those things.
Yep.
12 to 3, right here on the Fan.
Cold as ice.
You get that one right. You're weirding me out right now. All right, we're going to start you off with a football game. The 1950 Snow Bowl, played between Ohio State and Michigan at the Shoe, is known as one of the most legendary in the rivalry's history. We discussed this game recently. I hope you remember. Think, McFly. Which of these facts about the game is true of the 9-3 Michigan win? Was it the fact that barely 5,000 fans were able to make it to the game? Was it the fact that more than 20 people had limbs or digits amputated as a result of the cold weather? Was it the fact that there were 45 punts in the football game? Or was it the fact that the wind chill hit negative 50?
45 punts seems right.
That is correct.
Yeah.
45 punts. Take a listen to how Ohio State's only score in the game sounded.
Field goal. There is the signal being called. The ball is set down. Janowitz boosts it. It is good.
I couldn't tell you.
It's great audio.
Who the broadcaster was or what the frequency was, because it's just not available out there. Did you know that Michigan didn't even have a first down in the game?
And yet they won the game.
They won the game, and they didn't have a first down. All right, question two. The coldest temperature ever recorded on Earth was in a place called the Vostok Station in Antarctica. That was back in 1983. Who would you guess runs that station?
I'm going to guess the Ruskies.
That would be correct. Good job there. Vostok. I bet they had some nice vodka on hand there. Was that temperature, and this is a ground-based record.
It's Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit here.
Fahrenheit.
Was it negative 95 degrees? Was it negative 128 degrees? Or negative 250 degrees?
There's no way it was negative 250. What was the second one?
128.
I'm going to go with negative 128.
Correct. That's good.
That's negative cold. 250?
I know.
Fahrenheit?
You're dead.
Just walk dead out instantly.
Icicle. You just take a breath, your spit would probably freeze instantly.
Slipping and sliding because like, I'm running on ice.
It'd be like the movie with Cusack. Not with Cusack, but Dennis Quaid. Remember where he steps outside the day after tomorrow? Jake Gyllenhaal, Dennis Quaid?
Yeah.
They're like walking, and then people turn into popsicles
because
The earth's ending. Shut up. All right, number three. Let's go to the movies. In the world famous Rocky IV. You remember this scene here? One of my favorites.
The whole movie is a montage.
Yes. The whole movie is the montage, but obviously in this scene in Rocky IV, it is extremely cold. They are in Russia. Snow is up to the top of the cabin. You can't move around anywhere. The guys have chains on the tires just to get them out there.
He's doing it the old-fashioned way, but Drago's in the science lab.
It's not fair. It's
no.
really not fair. Your But what gave him the toughness that he needed at that point in his life? Your question, there are a lot of different workouts and tasks that Rocky is doing in this scene. How many of those can you name for me? If you name me two, I'll give you credit.
Well, I mean, he's running. Do I get a run? Do I get points for running?
I don't want to give you credit. I don't want to give you points for running.
He's like, also carrying the log.
Yes.
The big tree
I'll
log.
Give you that. He's got the log behind his neck and he's trudging through the snow, so that's right. Well,
inside, he's doing a pull-up.
Yes. Yeah, he is doing pull-ups.
And he's sweating, and there's a fire going.
He's doing the sit-ups. Remember, he has Adrian or his trainer holding his legs down on the loft.
Yeah.
And so he's getting the extra ab workout. He's getting that depth. Can I help you out with some more?
Oh, please do.
He's throwing rocks. Remember? He's chucking rocks. He's chopping wood. He's axing wood.
How did I forget about the wood, Teddy?
He's climbing a mountain.
Well, that's what they're running. That's the
mountain high. Also, can
the Russians are looking at him, taking notes.
I didn't know what he was saying here until years into me watching Rocky IV. Could you tell me, could you decipher what the hell he's saying right here? This is when he gets to the top of the mountain. Listen one more time.
He's not saying anything. He's just yelling.
Drago!
Is he saying Drago?
He's yelling Drago.
He is?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's inaudible. How can he?
He ran a long way, and it's cold. You know, his lips are frozen.
All right, you're doing good. You're doing solid. So number four, the coldest countries in the world. All right? In the most recent ranking of the countries with the coldest average annual temperatures, which of these nations is not in the top 10 for being
not,
the coldest?
Not in the top 10.
The coldest. Like that football player for Nebraska, I think. The coldest. All right, we got Canada. Mongolia.
Very cold there.
Sweden.
Sweden,
Jerry.
Yeah.
And the United States. Us. Which of those four?
United States.
Not in the top 10.
I'm
going to
say United States, no.
Correct.
Yeah.
We're not that hot, though. We're in the top 30. 29th. 29th coldest country.
There's no way I'm the same level as Mongolia.
No, we're not. Good job out of you.
Genghis Khan.
Mess you up.
Oh, man.
Like, pull you in different directions while he's twisting
you? Raping and pillaging?
Oh, all that. Oh, that too.
Bad.
That's the worst. Rather, I don't know. Raped or pillaged or ripped apart limb from limb?
Ripped.
You'd rather get ripped apart and have your limbs ripped off your torso.
Then it's over.
It's all bad. It's all bad. All right, number five. What is the coldest country in the world? I'm not giving you anything.
There's nothing?
Nope.
Well, like Antarctica is not a country.
No, Antarctica is not a country.
It's just a body of land.
You need to think because there has been a relationship with this show.
All right, hold on. Is Greenland technically a country?
Yes.
But Greenland is owned by Denmark.
The Dutch. Yeah, but it's still a country.
No, not the Dutch, the Danes.
The Danes, the Danish. The Dutch, that's Netherlands.
Danes and Dutch are
different. Completely
different.
The Dutch have Curacao in some of those Caribbean spots.
Right.
You're right. So Greenland, did you know that their average annual temperature is -1.5 degrees?
God bless them.
That's why we got to go to Nook when we get a chance. All right, to the
Nook's
music
not that
portion.
Cold. That's like the Riviera.
That's right. Let's go to the music portion. Nothing really captures the season of snow and ice like Christmas music. I know you love it so much. Take a listen to a couple of snippets of a remake of one of the most popular Christmas songs of all time. See if you can identify it. Here is clip one. Here is clip two. I like that. It's just a... Just a scream. Here was clip one. And clip two.
I mean, it's very familiar sounding, but is it Baby It's Cold Outside? Is that what that
no.
is?
No. It's the Drifters version.
Oh, that's
the one that they're singing.
Something?
Kevin McAllister
that
singing it in
is
Home Alone.
Terrible. Just terrible.
It is terrible. They didn't get that.
And I am dreaming.
Well, some more coming up.
A little two-parter, Timmy time, huh?
Just the way.
Though we had a conversation about this.
Just the way you like it.
Two-parter, Timmy time. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's at the intersection of Roberts Road and West Belt Drive. And watch out for some slowdown due to a crash that's blocking the left lane on southbound 270 on the east outer belt from Morse Road to Easton Way. This report is sponsored by Compassion International. Compassion sponsorship means food, healthcare, education, and most of all, being known, loved, and protected. There are thousands of kids waiting over a year. End their wait. Sponsor a child with compassion today. Text the word radio to 83393. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The
Fan. Hey, what's up? It's T.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
All a thing or two about the moments in life that matter. You've seized those moments to embrace joy, accomplish great things, and build meaningful relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived? Maybe. Or maybe there's more to be done. Maybe this is the most important moment you've encountered yet. By volunteering with AmeriCorps Seniors, you can seize the moment, lend a hand, and get back more than you give. We connect you to local volunteer organizations with opportunities that fit your schedule and match your interests. Through AmeriCorps Seniors, you can support people in times of need and make your community stronger. You can become a companion to your older neighbors, brightening their days with friendship. You can even become a mentor for young people, serving as a role model and enriching their lives. Are you ready to seize your moment? Visit AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment and get started today.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
It's the off-season edition of Buckeye Roundtable tonight. Do you want 2 big hours of Ohio State conversation?
Oh, yes.
Hosted by Brandon Beam, with just guests out the crack?
Oh, man.
Well, you're going to get it tonight. Now, we're in the middle of Timmy time. It's cold weather trivia.
All right, Teddy, do you still have... I got one more audio piece of this little coldest quiz you'll ever take. Make sure that you still got me up. So you're going to hear 5 little snippets of songs. All right, Mike? Now, I want you to listen to each one and answer yes or no if the word ice is in the song title.
Oh, man.
Okay?
All
just
right.
You, I'm cold as ice. Some of these.
Cold as ice!
All right.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, it is.
Who does it? Who does
know.
That one?
I don't know.
You don't know who does Cold as Ice?
No.
Teddy, do you know who sings Cold as Ice?
Is that Foreigner?
Yeah, it's Foreigner.
That's right.
Willing to sacrifice our love. It's a good song. All right, now listen to this one. Is ice in the title of the song?
tonight. Not a footprint.
What the hell is this? I don't know. I don't know.
You've had to.
I don't know that song.
Having a girl. I'm sure you've seen that
is
movie.
That Frozen.
That's Frozen.
Actually, I've never watched that movie.
You've never. Samantha's never seen Frozen.
No, she's watched it many
you
times.
Never, you never have.
I've never watched it with her.
All right, you're gonna have to take a guess. Is the word ice in the title of that song?
Well, I mean, the movie's called Frozen.
Yeah.
So yes.
No.
Ah!
That's the let it go, let it go.
Oh, I've heard that. I've heard that part of it. Because that was on the Disney World ride.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna play the chorus for you because then you'd know that ice is not in the song. All right, so here's another one.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on.
My brand new invention.
That's Ice Ice Baby.
Collaborate and listen. All right. Is ice in the title of this song?
Yes.
No, it's not. That's called the Immigrant Song.
Oh, that's right. It is the Immigrant Song.
I gotta tell you,
you're doing Foreigner in the Immigrant Song?
Yeah.
God, Christy Gnome's gonna be here in a second.
Ooh, baby. All right, and what about this one? This is the last one.
That's Running on Ice, baby.
I like to listen in the Rothman and Ice. So there you go. You did a good job there. You missed one.
I can't believe I didn't get the Immigrant Song right.
I can't believe you didn't get that
one
either. It's one of their mega hits.
I understand. I'm a big Zep fan, too. Who doesn't like this?
Ugh.
I love it.
Led Zeppelin was honored with the Mark Twain Award. I think they had their day at the Kennedy Center. They're showing a lot of those on Netflix. There's something at the beginning of that track. Music aficionados probably know what it is, but it has like a ramp up thing, like to the stereo quality of the song. It goes from like analog to stereo. If you go and listen to that when you go home, just you'll know what I'm talking about.
Is that the technical term?
No, it's not.
The ramp up.
I'm trying to give you a little tidbit and I want you to check it out and get back to me. I got a couple more here for you. So
Jesus. I like how the conversation that we literally had last week was, Timmy, the game's a little bit too long. Oh, okay. All right. I'll shorten it up a little bit.
Is
even longer.
Do you want to be done?
We're out of time. We got to get to the back page, don't we?
Well, then let's go to the back page.
I got a hard out too. What's my hard out?
54:30.
54
for traffic. Yes.
Oh, we got three. We got 3 minutes. I mean, what do you?
All right, go ahead.
What do you want me to tell you about Big Ten basketball job rankings? Is that what you want?
Go ahead.
No, hit the page.
No, come on, give me another one.
Here's your last one. Canadian geography. It's one of the coldest countries on earth, right? And it is divided into 10 provinces. Can you name me at least half of the provinces?
Well, you got the
to receive credit.
You got the Ontario.
Ding.
You got the Manitoba. You got the Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan? That's three. You're doing good. You're going to get it.
You got the Alberta.
You got Alberta. You got four.
You got the British Columbia.
That's right. Vancouver. You're halfway. You got it.
Newfoundland and Labrador.
Yeah! Newfoundland and Labrador.
You got
the
Yukon.
No.
Yukon Cornelius?
No. Yukon Cornelius is a territory. There's three. Do you want help? There's a few more I know you can get. Think Northeast. Think Northeast regions of Canada. You hit Newfoundland and Labrador.
Nova Scotia.
That's seven. Yep. And there's two more over there.
There's two more over there?
New Brunswick.
Oh, New Brunswick.
And Prince Edward Island.
That's its own province?
Yes.
PEI?
PEI. And you forgot Quebec.
I forgot. You know what, though? I don't like them. They speak French.
And the territories are, you know the other ones besides Yukon?
Northwest Territory.
That's one.
What the hell kind of ding was
clipped
that?
Off the ding.
What's the other one?
Nunavut.
I think that's a newer one.
Might be a new
one.
All right.
Yeah.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
In the world of internet rumor, tell me if you believe this or not, Joey Lane, our old basketball buddy, who was a captain here for one of Holtman's teams, was wondering about how they have continued to wear those new Scarlet Jim Jackson uniforms. And he said that he was hearing that the jerseys are being worn while the team waits for the rest of Puff Johnson's jerseys to arrive from the maker. Buying that or no?
No.
Is that a bunch of crap?
Yeah, come on.
It's got to be a bunch of crap, right? But they've worn those uniforms three games in a row now.
Maybe because they're really awesome looking uniforms and you can actually see them on the gray court.
That's what we've said, right? Also, our guy Joshua Perry weighed in on this and said, if you don't brush all the snow off your car before you get on the road, you're selfish. I don't make the rules. Tyvus likes to keep all the snow on his car and let it blow into anybody on the road.
And Tyvus just likes to drive into a ditch and not know the emergency brake is on. Call the popo to get him out.
Not a care in the world.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Buckeye Roundtable's coming up next. Beamer has you for two full hours. He's really prepared for this show. He's ready to go, and we will see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane if you're on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt at 71. And you're looking at hold up due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on northbound 270 on the west outer belt from West Broad Street to I-70. This report is sponsored by Wendy's New Biggie Deals. Choose one of Wendy's New Biggie Deals at $4, $6, and $8. The New Biggie Deals are bigger and biggier than ever. For a pretty biggie deal, gotta be Wendy's. U.S. price and participation may vary. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. By the way, the care people at my house as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Working through trying to figure out what's going on there with your heating and air conditioning.
I've been told by my wife that a new furnace is needed.
Oh.
At the Common Man house.
Ah, well.
So if care says it, then it's true.
I get it. Got to do what you got to do.
Got to do it. Got to bite the bullet. Apparently, we can't turn it on.
Oh.
Can't turn what on? The furnace?
Yeah.
If we turn it on,
we'll die.
We'll die?
Could be a carbon monoxide leak.
Well, that's not great. I understand that. It's very serious stuff.
That sounds like a pretty peaceful way to go, though, to be honest with you. You just go to bed, and that's the end of that.
I mean, it'd be peaceful. It's the most peace you can have in some ways because it's the end.
That's what I mean.
But then the other side of it is there's no waking up from that,
so that's not ideal.
That is ideal.
Well, I'm telling you.
For you.
You know, you get like a garden hose, you put it in the garage. That's a big ordeal. And then people are talking about you. Oh, did you see what happened? Common Man couldn't take it. Ended it all. But if the family just dies in the house, then it's, oh, what a tragic story.
I see. So you're really more concerned about narrative than you are like actually staying alive. That's good. I'm glad you have to think about these things. Like even in the afterlife, it's like, what are they saying about me? What are they like? You got your ear down to what's happening in Central Ohio.
This is how neurotic I am.
I know. I would think if there is such an afterlife, either way, upstairs, downstairs, or no stairs, there's just nothing. You're not going to care.
And you know what? I wonder how this came to me. This personality quirk. Could it be that every single funeral I ever went to in my entire life, it was just a bunch of old people sitting around the open casket saying, can you believe how good she looks? Oh, they did such a wonderful job. She'd be so happy.
Well,
she loved that dress.
Here is where I will say that may not have contributed to it. Those are things people say all the time to be nice because it's a horrible situation when someone's dead. Most of the time, even if it's expected and they're very, very old, it's still a thing people say. It's a wonderful funeral. Everything was great. Did you see those flowers? I'm guessing if you are that way because of anything that was said at a funeral, it's because there were family members in your family who said, can you believe they only sent those flowers? Jeez.
No, absolutely.
Can you believe this is the casket they picked? What are they thinking?
We had friends of the family. They got married 20 years ago. to this day, at least once a month, at least, my mother will bring up how much they spent on their wedding. Not to them.
No,
but to everybody else.
No.
You didn't hear it from me.
Yeah, I did a month ago.
They had to take out a second mortgage on the house.
Oh, to pay for the...
Oh, my God.
And the food they had.
Uh-huh.
It was ridiculous.
It's amazing. It's amazing that that sticks with people, right?
Oh, my... this is my family. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.